Southern California, the man was accused of causing panic when the movie didn't start. Witnesses say the man started yelling, alluding to the shooting, and asking if anyone had a gun.
Warner Brothers, the Dark Knight studio, is making a major donation to a fund for Aurora victims. They finally released the weekend box office numbers. The movie set a new 2D opening weekend record with just about $161 million. This is NBC News Radio. Mitt Romney is changing focus today as he addresses the veterans of foreign wars. He is dipping his feet into the waters of military and foreign policy on the eve of an overseas trip. Yesterday, President Obama addressed the VFW, casting himself as a steady commander-in-chief.
We've got the best trained, best led, best equipped military in history, and as commander-in-chief, I am going to keep it that way.
Sally Ride, America's first woman in space, died yesterday. She had pancreatic cancer. She was 61. Dozens of S&P 500 companies are set to release their earnings this week, but no company will be more closely watched than Apple. Its results are due today, and good news from Apple could help stocks continue gains from last week. And Mariah Carey will be joining American Idol. She'll be on the judges panel next season. I'm Lynn Berry. NBC News Radio.
Doctor, teacher, judge. These are just a few of the people who've lost a child to heat stroke after leaving them in an empty car. 33 children died last year alone. It can happen to anyone. Even you could forget a sleeping or quiet baby. If you have small children, get in the habit of checking the back seat every time you exit your vehicle. It could mean the difference between life and death. Where's baby? Look before you lock. To learn more, visit safercar.gov/heatstroke.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 12, 18, or 24 months of special financing. The larger your project, the longer you have to pay it off. So whether it's a new deck, a new dishwasher, or a whole new kitchen, it just got a lot more doable. All because you got special financing. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through July 25th, U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and exclusions apply. See store for details.
In the months leading up to the 2010 Gulf oil spill, BP was focused on the safety of individual workers, but not on the safety of potentially dangerous equipment. That's according to a U.S. government panel whose findings will be announced today. Specifically, the panel says BP was not strict enough to ensure the safety standards of companies it hired as subcontractors. BP has long blamed one of those, Transocean, for the explosion and spill at Deepwater Horizon. A year after network manufacturer Cisco Systems said it would cut 15% of its workforce to save money, we are getting word of some specific cuts. Cisco announcing 1,300 job eliminations in an email late yesterday. DeVry says it's cutting 570 jobs as part of a cost-cutting move. It also expects downbeat results in its quarterly earnings. That stock has fallen 20% in late trades. Global markets stabilizing near flat. U.S. stock futures looking better as well. S&P futures at break-even. Dow futures up 8 points. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-495-2570. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-495-2570. That's 1-800-495-2570. 1-800-495-2570.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
Right now at the Home Depot, save up to 15% on all in-stock wood fencing from pickets to panels when you buy in bulk. That could knock any fence project down to size in a hurry. And our wide selection of wood choices and styles puts everything you need within easy reach. So come in, load up, and save a bundle with up to 15% off all in-stock wood fencing when you buy in bulk. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Exclusions apply.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Progressive. Favoring or advocating progress, change, improvement, or reform, as opposed to wishing to maintain things as they are. Conservative. Disposed to preserve existing conditions or institutions, or to restore traditional ones, and to limit change. First Shift with Tony Triviano. A rational path to follow in order to forge ahead, allowing for deliberate advancement and a way forward that benefits the entirety of society while allowing a difference of opinion. Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Now, here's Tony Triviano.
Welcome, everybody. I am Tony Triviano. It is the Tuesday, the 24th day of July, 2012. My apologies for being out yesterday, a little under the weather. Feeling a tad bit better today. Certainly well enough to be here and glad to be here as well. We have a lot to get to today. Some of what you missed yesterday we will get to today. If not today, perhaps tomorrow. We're scheduling and rescheduling, but anyway, great to be with you. Lots going on in the world of sports, lots going on in the world of politics, lots going on in the world in general, including in your community. So I want to just thank everybody for punching in with us this morning and happy to be here. Let's take a look at what we've got planned for the program today. If you've been on the Facebook page, and in fact, if you've not been on the Facebook page, you miss a lot. It is both an extension of and a preview of the show every single day. So if you've not been to the Facebook page, I realize some of you aren't on Facebook. I get that. But those of you that are, just search for First Shift. Feel free to like us if you prefer. But there's a lot of good stuff there. The other day, I posted a video of hopefully soon-to-be former state rep Lesia Liss, who did a really, really poorly done perspective. I'll call it a perspective on where she stands. And we're going to talk with Dawn Kettinger of the Michigan Nurses Association about that video and about the truth, because ultimately we want you to make decisions based on facts, not on somebody slicing lunch meat on camera. Yeah, I actually just said that. It'll all make sense to you a little bit later on. Congressman Gary Peters will be with us this morning as well. He was critical in securing $30 million in some road funding. He'll talk about that. We'll also, excuse me, 2 weeks out of the primary, talk about what he feel his chances are moving forward. Not that we don't think we know the answer, but we'll ask him nonetheless. Reverend Pastor D. Alexander Bullock joins us with a gift to all of you. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. Then Chris Mihalakis, with the Metro Detroit AFL-CIO, joins us as well. And we've got plenty to talk about with him. All that being said, we've got a lot to get to, so let's get this going.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
Our first word today is direction. You know, MSNBC has that lean forward, which is a direction. Leaning forward would be a direction. It's better than leaning backward, which you would do if you're a Republican, or leaning sideways, which is what you do when you're apolitical. We want to, certainly, again, leaning forward's a direction, but the direction I'm talking about truly is up the path, the straightest path, the quickest path, from point A to point B. Point A being where we're at now, point B being progress. Progress, ladies and gentlemen, is something that requires you to punch in, to engage, to be sure that you understand your responsibility, both politically, economically, socially, parentally, you name it, you understand that it is about direction, about the right direction. We don't want to go backward. We want to go forward. We don't want to slide. We want to, you know, continue to place our focus where it needs to be. And that does require us to put one foot in front of the other and to provide some kind of progress, and an enlightened progress at that. This involves, of course, education. It involves a certain sense of responsibility and involves engaging others. And one of the, certainly one of the messages I deliver on this show and I deliver when I speak publicly is that, you know, when you go to vote 2 weeks from today, the primary, you know, not just yourself, but you need to get one other person to the voting booths, whether that's you're physically picking them up and taking them, giving them a call and reminding them, sending an email, doing it on social media. I don't care, as long as it's legal, do it. Do it. And I'm going to say this one more time. Oh, my God, I can't believe Tony's about to say what he's about to say, but he's going to say it. I want all people to vote, not just Democrats. I want elections to be fair. So do you. You really do. So let's just keep in mind that direction matters, and we need to be pointing towards the future. And the only way to do that is to start moving. Got it? All right, today's first word is direction. And certainly the Detroit Tigers pointing things in the right direction. But, Jeff, before we, good morning, by the way, before we get to the Tigers, I think we should probably start with what was the biggest news in sports yesterday. I watched the news conference live. I don't know if you were aware, the Free Press streamed the Penn State, the NCAA Penn State sanctions live yesterday.
Who didn't?
Whew, I'm telling
you. Seemed like
you.
Every channel had it on.
It was really pretty darned intense, bud. Good morning, by the way.
Good morning. Yeah, it was. Something that everyone was looking forward to. I mean, they had a 9 o'clock deadline. They leaked it on Sunday, saying it's going to be unprecedented, and it certainly was. I mean, watching it, you watched it then, I'm assuming, or did you catch it later?
I watched it right at 9 o'clock.
All right. What was your immediate reaction?
With regard to what? The conference itself, the sanctions?
The penalties that they put on Penn State.
Well, you know, I'm just going to be honest. I didn't think it was harsh enough, but that's just me. Well, maybe it's not just me, but I didn't think it was harsh enough.
Hey, see, that's the surprising thing is actually I immediately my reaction was shock. I couldn't believe that that's a lot more of a penalty than I thought the NCAA would ever have put on Penn State. And it's not to say they didn't deserve it. I'm just saying I didn't think the NCAA, you know, had the mettle to. I mean, that's a really, really harsh, not harsh, but that's a really big penalty to put on Penn State. And I don't think people, you know, my cousin on Facebook just thought they got a slap on the wrist. And I had to argue with them.
I wouldn't say it was a slap on the wrist. I mean, we're talking about millions of dollars. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry. We have plenty of time to talk about this. Yeah, no, this is not a slap on the wrist by any measure.
Exactly. Here's the problem is you already have given a nickname to a penalty previously called the death penalty. And because it's called the death penalty, people think that's the worst case scenario, period. So they're upset. And my cousin and his friends, completely upset that Penn State didn't get the death penalty, not realizing that this is probably worse than the death penalty as far as the football team goes.
Well, yeah, for those that don't understand what you might mean by that, just something as simple as, and this is simple, but something as simple as losing the scholarships they lost, not to mention just the publicity this program has received. Jeff, who in their right mind at this point, as a high school football player, unless, of course, you don't really have an opportunity in another school, and you understand what I mean by that, is going to say, you know what, Penn State's my first choice.
Yeah, exactly. How about this? Outside of Happy Valley, maybe Pennsylvania to a certain extent, who would go to a store and be like, hey, do you have any Penn State gear around here? Like, I want to buy a hat. I mean, it sounds bad because there are a lot of good educators, professors, students, people that had nothing to do with this. They have no idea about sports. that are going to Penn State for the right reasons, have love in their hearts, and they would never have thought this would happen at Penn State. But in their right, in your right mind, would anyone right now wear a or go buy a shirt that has Penn State on it?
Only because they're so deeply discounted, and I'm not being a smartass. You make a profoundly good point. We're kind of up against the break. We're going to listen to a little audio when we come back about the situation. But this is far more than just about not being able to play in bowl games and losing scholarships. And I believe the number that I read was over the course of the 4 years that this will this penalty will take place, they will lose upwards of $100 million or more.
But the university easy. Will. That's easy. They got $60 million fine now, and then the popularity of their football team. I would assume the hardcore alumni would go, but they're not going to be a good football team. You can't lose 20 scholarships a year. And have no bowl games and not be able to recruit, because what kid is going to want to go to Penn State?
Well, that's the point I was making. I got to ask you this question before we get to the break, because I just don't understand vacating victories. What does that really mean?
That seems so petty to me.
Okay, I just wasn't sure what it meant.
Yeah, I don't get it either. They just basically went after Joe Paterno, and he has no way. You know, he's gone. Obviously, he's passed on. He has no way to defend himself. The family's going to try and defend him, but they basically knocked him out of the top 10 in winningest football coach, you know, as far as that stat goes. And they just didn't want Penn State to be able to claim the winningest football coach.
Okay, well, I think that's fair, actually. If that's the reason, if that's the mitigating reason, I'm absolutely fine with it. I truly am.
And they went back to 98. And I think Dan Wetzel of Yahoo Sports makes a good point. Like, what was Joe Pa supposed to do in 98? They presented the information to the prosecuting attorney, and he basically said there's no case here. So I don't know. I don't know why you go back that far, but maybe it was to get him out of the top 10.
Well, and you also have to wonder, what do we still not know? And I'm sure there's a lot. We've got to take a quick break here. We'll come back. We'll get to some audio. And there's more to do, including the Tigers make a pretty interesting trade. We'll weigh in on that. Stay where you're at. Feel free to join us as well. 888-552-3595. We'll be right back.
First Chip with Tony Triano.
I am so upset that I think the Olympic Committee should be ashamed of themselves. I think they should be embarrassed. I think they should take all the uniforms, put them in a big pile, and burn them, and start all over again.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Taking a look at your traffic, we still have that problem on Woodward Avenue. That's closed at Burlingame due to a building fire. And also Michigan Avenue eastbound at Belleville. That's closed due to an accident investigation. Now you can try E-Course and Getty's Roads as possible alternatives for eastbound routes. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be 87 degrees with thunderstorms throughout the morning. Tonight, a low of 63. Tomorrow, 88 with thunderstorms throughout the whole day. And it's currently 79 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills? The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending. You'll learn the order of service every server should know, feed pouring, drink recipes, customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more. All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan. Please call 313-962-5020 Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFC DTW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
I'm Marge Faville, president of SEIU. When Wall Street greed caused the foreclosure and credit crisis that crippled middle-class families, Gary Peters wrote the most sweeping reform of Wall Street since the Great Depression.
This is Jimmy Settles.
And this is Chuck Hall of the UAW. When the auto industry was near collapse, U.S. Congressman Gary Peters stepped up to work with President Obama to save hundreds of thousands of jobs for our families.
This is Michael Aaron, president of the Michigan Laborers District Council. When the big banks celebrated our tax-funded bailouts with big bonuses for themselves, Gary Peters wrote legislation to force them to give it back.
And this is Al Garrett, president of Ask Me Council 25. All of us fight each day for jobs and collective bargaining rights. Together, we represent nearly 200,000 hard-working families in and around Detroit. And we need Gary Peters on the front line fighting for us in Washington. Vote Gary Peters in the 14th District.
I'm Gary Peters, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Peters for Congress.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He's comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Together we stand, divided we fall. Got something to get off your chest? Give us a call. 1-888-552-3595.
This is First Shift
with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. Let's go to some audio. Associated Press on the Penn State penalties and what it all means.
The NCAA has spoken. While stopping short of shutting the football program down by using the death penalty, the association leveled Penn State with a $60 million fine and the loss of all Coach Joe Paterno's victories from 1998 to 2011.
Our goal is not to be just punitive, but to make sure the university establishes an athletic culture and daily mindset in which football will never again be placed ahead of educating, nurturing, and protecting young people.
Other sanctions include a four-year ban on bowl games, the loss of 20 scholarships per year for 4 years, and 5 years probation. The NCAA will allow any current or incoming football players to immediately transfer and compete at another school.
For the next several years now, Penn State can focus on the work of rebuilding its athletic culture, not worrying about whether or not it's going to a bowl game.
The penalties come in the wake of the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse scandal. The former Penn State defensive coordinator was found guilty in June on 45 counts of sexually abusing young boys. An investigation commissioned by the school and led by former FBI Director Louis Free that was released earlier this month found that Paterno and several other top officials at Penn State stayed quiet for years about accusations against Sandusky.
One of the grave dangers stemming from our love of sports is that the sports themselves can become too big to fail, indeed too big to even challenge. The result can be an erosion of academic values that are replaced by the value of hero worship and winning at all costs.
By vacating 112 victories over a 14-year period, the sanctions cost Paterno 111 wins and a place atop the all-time coaching wins list. That honor now goes to former Florida State coach Bobby Bowden. In a statement released by Penn State, new football coach Bill O'Brien said he is committed to the school despite the harsh penalties imposed on the program. School President Rodney Erickson said in a statement that the school accepts the sanctions and that they will help the school define our course.
All right. Well, and, you know, what are they going to say? We'll leave it there for now, but it certainly was an interesting day for college football, for Penn State, and for the future. This is, by the way, is a story that will not be done being written for many, many years. And let us be mindful. Let us be mindful that there are young men who will forever suffer because of the indignities of a series and a group of very selfish men who ignored realities that should have never been ignored. All right. With that said, Jeff, let's turn our attention now to the other big news and the more in a more personal way, or as I should say, local way, lots of trades in Major League Baseball yesterday, one of them involving our own Detroit Tigers.
You got to give the Tigers a lot of credit for the trade that they made. So Omar Infante is similar to a guy that they had there in Detroit, Placido Polanco. He's a guy that can handle the bat well, spray the ball to all fields. He is solid at second base in terms of a defender, in terms of his average. You know, we know it's in the high 280s and has been in that range over the past couple of years. You know, the interesting part of the trade for me is the starting, is getting Anibal Sanchez. Obviously, he's a free agent at the end of the year, but Sanchez has always been an underrated pitcher. His stuff, he's got above average stuff. He's got a plus fastball, plus breaking ball, a really good changeup. But he's a guy that I suspect now that he's part of a winning team and a team that's going to provide some offense, because he's really struggled with the one loss record because the offense hasn't been there in Miami.
So and that was Major League Baseball analyst Larry Duquette. Go ahead, Jeff.
So they basically gave up their top young pitching prospect, Jacob Turner, another young pitching prospect in Brian Flynn. They have a number of catchers. I know people freaked out a little bit when they saw Brantley was thrown in as he's their top catching prospect. They have like seven top catching prospects. They did a really good job one of the drafts recently getting a bunch of really good young catchers that they knew they were just going to use as draft or, you know, as a trade bait because Alex Avila is so young. You don't really need seven catchers, you know, I mean, whatever. So they gave up all that to get Anibal Sanchez, starting pitcher, and bring back Omar Infante to play second base. If you asked any Tigers fans, Tony, last week, what was the two biggest holes the Tigers had to fill, what would they have said?
Second base and pitching.
Bam, nailed it. You know, I mean, I stay amazed at the job that Dave Dombrowski does, and I've never been ashamed of saying it, but I think he's the best major GM in baseball, and I know a lot of people still call him Dave Dombrowski, but there's only so much you can do. You know, you look at the needs you have, you fill them, and you hope the guys you get come through for you.
Well, and both of these players that we're getting should help the club immediately. I mean, this is not something where you have to wait and see what happens. You'll know pretty much, and you do know pretty much what you're getting. You know, one of them, although WDIV said that they both were on retiring contracts, and Infante has 2 years left on it. Well, this and next year left on his contract. And so whether or not they're able to re-sign Sanchez is another question. But, you know, for this year, you know, I've never been a big fan of, quote unquote, renting a player. But, you know, if it gets them to where they need to go, and let's be honest about it, Tigers are playing pretty damn good baseball right now, Jeff, so, you know, this only helps them, I think.
Yeah, it's interesting, because they are, I think, what, 15 of 17 now wins in their last 17 games. The point is they're now one game ahead. They are, you know, in the Central. They're looking like they're trending up. They're playing really well, and if that wasn't bad enough news for every other team in the American League, they just added to that and didn't have to give up anything that, you know, that affects their team this year. That's the thing that constantly surprises, I guess, a lot of people about the Tigers is when they go and add at the trade deadline, they add, they don't take away from their major league roster. They take away from prospects who you don't know if are going to pan out or not. Now, I mean, remember the last time they made a trade with the Marlins? They gave up their top two prospects, Cameron Maben and Andrew Miller. I would do that that deal every day of the week, twice on Sunday, because you got Cabrera out of it, and those two guys have moved on, and they still haven't, you know, ever become superstars.
Well, fair enough. Very quickly before we have to get to the bottom of the hour break and some other stuff, the Olympic coverage begins. The opening ceremonies are Friday. The Facebook poll question today is: are you going to watch the Olympics? There's a certain lack of excitement, Jeff, if you will. I'm not excited about the Olympics. Now, I'm going to feel a little bit differently about this because of the hours that I work now and, you know, the last summer games. I did watch. I told Anthony that I was really into women's volleyball for all of the piggish reasons men would be. But beyond that, I'm not a, you know, I thought the Michael Phelps thing was pretty compelling as it played out. And there's going to be, and you and I both know, we all know this, that there's going to be a story or two or even three that comes out of these games that we're not aware of right now. There's going to be a person or a team that it comes out of nowhere and really kind of captures your attention for some reason. But I'm not at all excited about this. And I'm sitting here watching NBC. I've got NBC on right now. What the hell is Ryan Seacrest doing as part of the Olympic coverage? Where the hell does this guy come from all the time?
He gets his hands in everything, doesn't
he? Sweet Jesus, I'm telling you, I don't get it. I don't think he's that talented, so go figure. But, you know, that'll tell you how much I know. All right, we've got to get to the break. We're going to do that. When we come back, some local stories to get to, including the 14th Congressional District. We have one of those candidates on the show today. Is it a mess? Is it, I don't know, portells something else? Do know this. I do know this. August 7th looms large for lots of local races, and you need to vote. We'll take the break and be back. Stay with us.
If I share with you my story, would you share your
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Taking a look at your traffic, we still have that problem on Woodward Avenue. That's closed at Burlingame due to a building fire. And also Michigan Avenue eastbound at Belleville. That's closed due to an accident investigation. Now you can try E-Course and Getty's Roads as possible alternatives for eastbound routes. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
Rush Hour has nothing on the rush you get behind the wheel of a Mini, including the bigger four-door Mini Countryman with available all-wheel drive. Get 0.9% APR financing for up to 36 months on most 2012 Mini models. Visit MotorCityMini.com for details.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be 87 degrees with thunderstorms throughout the morning. Tonight, a low of 63. Tomorrow, 88 with thunderstorms throughout the whole day. And it's currently 79 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
This is D. Alexander Bullock. Join me and Tony Trippiano on August 25th at 12 noon for the Crusade for America Parent and Youth March. We march for an urban policy. We march for a war on poverty. We march to save democracy. We march to stop gun violence. Get active, get engaged, and get involved. For more information, like us on Facebook at Rainbow Push Detroit and follow us on Twitter at Rainbow Push MI.
Even a hog must sometimes gag at the stench of its own sty. Maybe that's why some corporate lobbyists have launched a campaign to spiff up K Street, Washington's corridor of shameless high-dollar influence peddlers. The pay-to-play profession is so soiled and stinky that even the odious Newt Gingrich couldn't stand it, claiming in his hapless presidential run this year that he's a corporate, quote, consultant, not a lobbyist. Adding to the industry's reputation for ick is the sight of Jack Abramoff, the convicted sleazeball lobbying hustler who's now on a remorse tour, charging groups across the country $10,000 a pop to hear him talk about, get this, ethics reform. Sad to say, but lobbying is a huge and hugely profitable industry. There are 535 members of Congress, one president, and 23 cabinet officers in charge of our national government, but they are constantly swarmed by 12,000 registered Washington lobbyists. These hired guns hauled in $3.3 billion last year for helping big oil, big banks, and other biggies gouge us. Unsurprisingly, the American people are disgusted by them. So the head of the American League of Lobbyists, yes, lobbyists have their own lobbying group, now says that a spritz of magnolia-scented Glade or maybe one of those pine tree-shaped air fresheners is needed to improve K Street's smell. Would he include actually staunching the stench by banning lobbyists from doling out campaign cash to lawmakers they're hustling? Oh, gosh, no. That might actually work. Instead, the lobbyist is proposing less pungent reforms like giving, quote, ethics training to those in the trade. Wow, imagine how that would have changed Jack Abramoff.
This is Jim Hightower saying, to make real change, go to the People's Watchdog Group, Public Citizen, at citizen.org.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit HightowerLowdown.org.
Got something to tell Tony?
1-888-552-3595.
Let your voice be heard on First Shift with Tony Tribbiano.
Now, time to punch back in.
Well, welcome back. 35 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, July 24th. Sunday in the Free Press, they ran a nice full-page article on the 13th Congressional District where John Conyers is up against Chanel Jackson, Bert Johnson, and Glenn Anderson. Two of the three state senators, one a state rep, and then, of course, Congressman Conyers, who has served since, I believe, 1964. Although the pundits have John Conyers winning, not by a landslide, and what will many will consider to be one of the most difficult races he will have ever had to deal with. All that being said, ladies and gentlemen, there is another very difficult race that we have taken a look at. Those of you that listen to the show any period of time know that Congressman Gary Peters has been very good to us, advertising on a daily basis, and we do appreciate that. Of course, we're happy to take any candidate's money because, frankly, we're running a business here and we need to be profitable. With that said, that doesn't mean that we've endorsed one candidate over another, although that may change as we move forward. In fact, I do plan to do some endorsements on Thursday's show, so you'll want to stay tuned for that. With all that being said, in the 14th Congressional District, and last Monday, I hosted a candidates forum in Grosse Pointe at the War Memorial that involved Congressman Gary Peters, former state rep Mary Waters, current Southfield Mayor Brenda Lawrence, and an absent Congressman Hanson Clark. Let's listen to our own Joe DeSano on WDIV-TV talking about the 14th.
Michigan's loss of population means voters will have one less congressman to vote for here in Metro Detroit this go-round. The seats are newly drawn, and while Thad McCotter's political implosion over in the 11th district has gotten all the attention, it's not so pretty over in the 14th either. Inside numbers that we're privy to show right now it's a two-way race between two sitting congressmen, Gary Peters and Hanson Clark, even though Southfield Mayor Brenda Lawrence and former state rep Mary Waters are also in the race. Why is Peters heading into the home stretch in the catbird seat? Democratic political strategist and partner at Main Street Strategies, Joe DeSano, wraps it up handily.
I think everyone pretty clearly knew that Hanson Clark wouldn't be able to compete monetarily. I think what people didn't really estimate is his lack of fire heading into this election, and he seems rather listless.
Then there's the race issue. Until further notice, Clark has backed out of any further debates because of what he calls race baiting. So does he have any shot of retaking the lead 2 weeks before the primary? Experts like DeSano say yes, but at a very hefty price.
About another $500,000 and maybe some fighting spirit.
Okay, so that, that's our own Joe DeSano talking about that particular race. Poll numbers, and the last poll numbers I saw are probably 10 days old now. Keeping in mind, 2 weeks from today, 2 weeks from today is the primary. 10 days ago, Gary Peters was leading, but not by a Herculean, amount. I mean, it wasn't close, but it wasn't that far apart either. And I don't disagree with Joe. Unless Congressman Clark somehow comes up with a bunch of money and gets on television and starts advertising on radio, this thing may be over. That doesn't mean, and I will tell you, on Saturday I was out at the Troy Democratic Club picnic, and some of Congressman Peter's staff was there because that is still his district, at least for a little while yet. I asked them where the congressman was, and he was out knocking doors. He's taking nothing for granted. I'm talking about Congressman Peters. I'm not saying that Congressman Clark is taking something for granted, because he's not. All right, he is absolutely not. This gets a little bit tough. For those of you that live in the 13th or the 14th, you know what you need to do. In both of those races, in one of them we have sitting members of Congress against each other in the 14th and the 13th. We have lots of elected people running against each other. And 2 weeks from today, or this evening more appropriately, we will have those answers, because in those two congressional districts, for all intents and purposes, that is the general election. Whoever wins those primary races will represent those districts after the November election. No question about it. All right. This is actually a tough story to bring to you, because you'd like to think that with all the attention that was placed on K2 or Spice, that once the state finally did the right thing, a lot of municipalities made sure that it was illegal, that it would go away. Unfortunately, not true. This from Fox 2.
Angry parents say spring protests were only good to stop the sales of K2 and other synthetic drugs in the open.
They become friends with these shop owners, and they are buying it from these shop owners.
And arrangements are made to buy it in other locations.
In other locations.
Candace Bunikowski is demanding that authorities stop the underground sales of it, and right away. Sources telling Fox 2 the synthetic drugs are still being sold just under the table, in parking lots, and even some people's homes. We called Shelby Township to make them aware of what was happening.
So we know this stuff is still being sold out there.
Yes, it is, and I really can't say more than that, how it's being sold, where it's being sold, but we're on top of it, and we're going to follow this. And you guys keep doing what you're doing, too, because I know you've been very helpful to our investigations.
And they aren't alone here in Shelby Township. I spoke with the Oakland County Sheriff's Department. They tell me that there are three separate investigations going on as we speak, looking into potential K2 sales. In one case, it's actually fake K2 that they're trying to rip kids off with. The bad guys making some bad deals, ripping people off, even using innocuous spices like oregano, pretending like it's K2. They didn't know they were selling it to undercover deputies.
God. There's nothing funny about this story at all. It's a tragic story. And it is just one of those things where you have to ask yourself, why is getting high so important to young people that they are willing to put themselves, their lives at risk, knowing full well that people literally have died, have committed horrific crimes as a result of experiencing this horrific substance? Why would they still pursue that? I do not understand.
Well, why were they going for K2 in the first place? Because they couldn't get other drugs? Well, if K2 all of a sudden is illegal, then wouldn't you just go back to the drugs you were trying to get the first time? I don't get why people are still trying to get K2. It just seems weird to me.
And it does. Of course, Jeff, I don't have, not only do I not have the answer to it, maybe it's the kind of high they got off it. I remember watching, it was one of the local stations, they were interviewing two young girls, and they were high school girls and age girls, and they'd asked them if they had tried it, and the one girl said, yeah, and the other girl says, yeah, I tried it twice, and the first time it was just, you know, it was really an intense, you know, high, but she said the second time it felt like my skin was crawling off my bones, and I realized that I never wanted to try this again. Okay, well, I get that. I can see why that would be true. I, again, don't understand. Jeff, have we heard, I mean, not once, have we heard once a story where someone says, yeah, it's just a really great buzz, and it was pretty damn cheap, so that's why I did it. No, I've never once heard that story, so I don't get it. I really don't get it. Wow, this is just sad. I mean, it's very sad. It doesn't surprise me. But you're right. Why are they not buying pot or whatever else they were buying before Spice became the chic drug of choice? There have been others, though, right? I mean, if I recall, there have been other over-the-counter potpourri-type substances that were or still may even be illegal that kids were buying because they could just walk into a store and get it. But now that stuff's no longer legal, I don't know. I don't get it. I just don't get it. I really don't. I don't understand. Anyone? Bueller? No? All right. Well, We'll continue to keep an eye on this story. It's just very, very sad. And, you know, I want to remind you that we have, I just referenced two horrific cases. One where a young man killed his father and another member of his family and is now going to spend the rest of his natural life in jail. The other one where a grandmother killed her grandson who had made a habit of smoking this stuff. And as we had a listener, a teenage listener, share with us some weeks back, this is synthetic marijuana. We've got to be careful that we don't call it anything. It's not synthetic marijuana. It is whatever. I'm trying to remember exactly what he called it, but we've got to be careful how we label it. The bottom line is it's dangerous. It is psychotropic to the nth degree, and it is it's wrong. No matter how you slice it, it's wrong. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to take a look at some national stuff. As you're probably aware, because of the Colorado shootings in Aurora, politicians took a few days off. Well, they were back at it yesterday. I will, of course, not do the, you know, guns a-blazing metaphors or anything like that, but all the gloves are off. They're back at it, going after each other. Deep breath, folks. It's only going to get more intense from here on out. Interestingly, the Obama campaign spent more money in the last month than they took in. That has never happened before. The Romney campaign continues to raise record amounts of money. Does that mean that he is showing great favor amongst voters or amongst the wealthy? I'll let you decide that, but we'll get to some audio on the other side and continue this discussion we call First Shift. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595, tony@thetonyshow.org. This is First Shift. I am Tony Trupiano. We'll be back on 1310 WDTW right after we do this.
Got a question or comment? Call now. 888-552-3595. First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
Today in the United States, labor is under siege. Unions are being assailed. In states like Wisconsin and Ohio, collective bargaining rights are being stripped away, and so-called right-to-work laws aim to eliminate unions entirely so companies can pay less or outsource jobs completely. As a result, you're being divided, and there's no one place for you to be heard. No one place to speak, no one place to stand together, until now. Welcome to UnionCircle.com, an online community created specifically for union members. A place where 40 million active and retired union members, their friends, family, and supporters all across North America can be counted. UnionCircle.com provides a forum for members to interact and build a powerful voice. Union members can share their thoughts and opinions. Union locals can post news and announcements. People who run for public office and who stand with the unions can spread their message and rally union members. Because united we stand, united we vote. You'll also find union-friendly businesses that offer Circle members exclusive discounts, promotions, special offers, rewards, and coupons, all to help support America's workforce. And all UnionCircle.com members can create a call to action to make a real difference in their city, their jobs, and their lives. UnionCircle.com is the online community for anyone who believes in restoring the middle class and that the strength of this nation is in its workers. It's a website just for you. Will UnionCircle.com replace Facebook? Not at all. As a matter of fact, it's tightly integrated with both Facebook and Twitter. But while Facebook and Twitter connect you to family and friends and LinkedIn to professional contacts, UnionCircle.com is specifically designed to connect you with your fellow union members and to keep you plugged into union activity locally and nationally. It is the perfect site for all union members because America's unions have always known that there is power in numbers and strength in unity. Listen, be heard, take action. Now is the time. UnionCircle.com is the place. Get in the circle. UnionCircle.com.
Recently on First Shift,
State Representative Harvey Santana.
Ladies and gentlemen, they're scaring you into being apathetic. They're scaring you into believing that the boogeyman really exists. The boogeyman exists in your mind. And if you let that contaminate the way you think, you're never going to get out there and vote. You got to look around your surroundings and look at the obvious things that are happening. And I ask you, how has Republican ideology helped you?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 13.
1310 WDTW.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support. Union.
Solidarity.
Democracy. We make a difference when you give your voice.
What's on your mind?
1-888-552-3595. You're listening to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
All right. You know, listen, politics is a menagerie of a lot of things, but it continues to just blow my mind, profoundly confuse me, that we literally could fill up an entire month's worth of shows with the dichotomy that has become Mitt Romney. We have the guy as governor, the guy that ran for the United States Senate against Ted Kennedy, the guy that was the head of Bain as he was running the Olympics at the same time. We have that guy. We have audio. We have positions. We have press releases. We have all this stuff that proves that he isn't now what he was then. Yet he continues to talk like none of that ever happened. And, you know, that's the crazy thing. It's kind of like the sixth sense of politics. I see Mitt people. He really believes, and unfortunately, too many of us are letting him get away with it. I mean, he really believes that if he doesn't acknowledge that he was that person, then that person never really did exist, which is, of course, not true. I said this the other day on Friday. The problem is we're preaching to the choir here. And the handful of conservatives that listen to this program can easily just ignore what I'm saying because they don't care. They don't care about the truth. That's the sad reality of being a Republican is you don't care about the truth. You don't. You care about winning at all costs. You don't care about the truth. So Mitt Romney continues to espouse his label of politics, which isn't his at all. He borrows it from someone else. Mitt Romney is the most ungenuine, unauthentic person I have ever seen in the political spectrum. It scares the bejesus out of me. But it is what it is. All right, with that said, let's listen to some audio. Mitt Romney on what he believes to be President Obama's biggest mistake.
Well, I think the president made an error coming into office and deciding that the economy would take care of itself. And he focused his energy on a series of liberal plans that he and his friends have been working on for years. Take over the health care industry, a massive regulation of financial services in this country, trying to impose unions where employees don't want them. A new energy policy, slowing down the leasing of federal lands for the production of oil and gas. All of these things, not coincidentally, had the impact of slowing job creation and making it less likely for entrepreneurs to either open their doors or to expand hiring.
All of these things also, Willard, not true. So you can do what you want to do. Now, Mitt Romney, you know, talking about what's happening in Aurora, Colorado. You really gotta pay attention to what he's saying because he really doesn't understand the difference between the Second Amendment and laws that are intended to protect us from one another. Listen to this.
Well, I'm a firm believer in the Second Amendment, and I also believe that this is, with emotions so high right now, this is really not a time to be talking about the politics associated with what happened in Aurora. This is really a time, I think, for people to reach out to others in their community that need help or a comforting hand. Let's do that for now, and then we can get on to policy down the road. I still believe that the Second Amendment is the right course to preserve and defend, and don't believe that new laws are going to make a difference in this type of tragedy.
All right. Well, that wasn't the question he was asked, but that's okay because he doesn't often answer the question that was asked. He doesn't fundamentally have a real serious understanding of the Second Amendment. And don't you dare go off on me saying, I don't understand the Second Amendment. I know it better than most of you do. Truly, I do. And I have no problem with the Second Amendment. No problem with it at all. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't, and think about this. Here, I'll ask the question, let you answer it yourself, and then we'll move on. So the question's simple. Does government have an obligation to protect us from ourselves? Yes or no? You answer that yourself, and we move on. Last but not least, in the Willard-Romney category, I want you to listen to this after we have dealt with, and I posted something to our Facebook page yesterday. As we continue to deal with the way Fox News and the Republican National Committee misquoted President Obama, this is Willard Romney talking about the Olympics. Listen to this.
As we watch them over the next 16 days, they affirm that our aspirations and those of our children and grandchildren can become reality. We salute you, Olympians, both because you dreamed and because you paid the price to make your dreams real. You guys pushed yourself, drove yourself, sacrificed, trained, and competed time and again, winning and losing. You Olympians, however, know that you didn't get here solely on your own power. For most of you, loving parents, sisters, or brothers encouraged your hopes. Coaches guided, communities built venues and organized competitions. All Olympians stand on the shoulders of those who lifted them. We've already cheered the Olympians. Let's also cheer the parents, coaches, and communities.
Now, what I would do, if I actually had time, is I would edit that, and I would make that man look like the asshat that he is. I would edit that. Jeff, is that recent, or is that from when he was head honcho of the Olympics?
Yeah, that's actually at the Olympics when it was in Salt Lake.
All right. So, I would do that. I would edit it so it makes him sound like the asshat that he is. I get that nobody gets to where they're at alone. Even those that, he did the other, the other day he went on about, Ray Kroc, according to President Obama, Ray Kroc, he had nothing to do with McDonald's. And according to this, he had nothing to do with that. And according to him, so basically, Willard, what you're saying is that each athlete really didn't accomplish what they accomplished because, frankly, how would they have gotten to practice without their Aunt Dorothy? Come on, dude. You can't have it both ways. We had posted something. I don't know if we posted it, but Jeff sent it to me yesterday, and I just don't remember if we posted it or not. But, how Romney, in 2002... actually, better than that, when he did the Olympics, he loved unions. Now he doesn't love them so much. In fact, he goes on to constantly say, as he said in the first soundbite that we played, that, according to President Obama, he wants to force people to be in unions that don't want to be in unions. I'd like one example. Just one, please, Willard. This is where we have a problem with the Republican Party and with conservatives in general. Here, let me make this simple. Look it up, and then we'll talk about it some other time. Revisionist history.
It's funny because in that interview that I have the audio from, he was actually asked, well, even your supporters want you to be a little more specific with your plans and. I didn't get the audio because, like you said, he doesn't answer. He goes off on a completely different topic. So I almost wish he would have been able to answer it, but oh well.
As we get closer, people will start paying more attention, and Willard, you will have to pay the price for that. You really will. I'm not threatening anybody. It's just the reality. All right, a quick break here. Don Kettinger with the Michigan Nurses Association, Congressman Gary Peters, Reverend D. Alexander Bullock, and that's all in the next hour. We got plenty to get to. Stay with us.
Team 10 WDTW Continuous Traffic Watch.
Checking your drive, you still want to avoid Michigan Avenue eastbound at Belleville. That's closed due to that accident investigation, so you want to try E-Course and Getty's Roads as possible alternatives to eastbound routes. That probably will be closed at least for another couple of hours. Also, Woodward Avenue northbound at Burlingame, that right lane is blocked due to a structure fire. Also, we got another serious fire. We'll use some caution on East Lawn Street, just north of Mack Avenue. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
The Mini Cooper Hardtop gets 37 miles per gallon. That's 37, commute-changing, rarely having to fill your tank miles per gallon. Get the $0 to motor lease with zero money down and $249 per month. Visit MotorCityMini.com for details.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be 87 degrees with thunderstorms throughout the morning. Tonight, a low of 63. Tomorrow, 88 with thunderstorms throughout the whole day. And it's currently 79 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays 6 to 9 right here on 1310 WDTW. Dearborn, Detroit. NBC News is next.
His radio on Richard Louie, he told police he was the Joker, but James Holmes had nothing to say during his first court appearance following the horrific movie theater massacre. NBC's Mike Taibbi.
He wasn't concentrating or following the proceedings when he was asked whether he had anything to say when he was Mirandized by Judge Silvestri. He had nothing to say to that, no reaction at all, in fact, from him. He was not engaged at all.
Holmes could face the death penalty for the attack that killed 12 people and wounded 58. Mitt Romney has the upper hand when it comes to managing the economy, according to a USA Today Gallup poll. Voters trust the Republican 2-1 over President Obama when it comes to economic matters. On Wall Street, concerns about Europe and China have stock futures lower this morning. And it's official. U.S. airlines lead the world in collecting fees. Stats show that U.S. carriers bring in more revenue from bag fees and other charges than foreign carriers, and those fees are still taking off. Total revenue the past year, up 66%. This is NBC News Radio. Syria's warning it would deploy chemical weapons against any foreign intervention aimed at trying to oust dictator Bashar al-Assad. NBC's Ayman Mohideen.
It was a very subtle message. It was a message saying that we wouldn't use it against our own people. But if indeed, say, a coalition of countries decides to do some kind of intervention in Syria to force out the president, that Syria has these weapons.
U.S. officials are calling Syria's chemical weapon threat horrific and chilling. Another small step for NASA, the space agency says test flights of a revolutionary new heat shield are a success. The shield, composed of high-tech rings covered by thermal layers, could become an integral part of future spacecraft landings. And more doctors are going online. Stats show more than half of U.S. physicians are now using electronic health records, putting patient histories and medical details on computers. The federal government has been urging that for years, calling it the best prescription for improving care and saving money. I'm Richard Louie, NBC News Radio.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You have teams in Tucson, Tennessee, and Taipei, and you need to work together. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HT Faces by Citrix, the easy-to-use, extraordinarily powerful way to meet online. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, then share screens and webcams in real time, and review and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HT Faces. Try it free today.
The time may come soon when you're riding around on soy. This morning, Goodyear says it has discovered a way to reduce petroleum content in its tires. Use soybean oil. It could reduce petrol use by 7 million gallons a year. It even appears to prolong tread life of the tires by 10%. Does a company share culpability for a deadly disaster if its subcontractor did too little to ensure safety? In the case of BP, a U.S. government panel says yes. It says BP should have done more to make its partners, including Transocean, protect the safety of workers and equipment. BP has long blamed Transocean for the 2010 Deepwater Horizon explosion, which killed 11, and for the resulting Gulf oil spill. The job axe is falling hard at two companies. Cisco Systems announces it is cutting 1,300 jobs, and for-profit educator DeVry is cutting 570 jobs. Stock futures losing ground, S&P futures down 4, NASDAQ futures off 9. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-495-2570. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-495-2570. That's 1-800-495-2570. 1-800-495-2570.
Doctor, teacher, judge. These are just a few of the people who've lost a child to heat stroke after leaving them in an empty car. 33 children died last year alone. It can happen to anyone. Even you could forget a sleeping or quiet baby. If you have small children, get in the habit of checking the back seat every time you exit your vehicle. It could mean the difference between life and death. Where's baby? Look before you lock. To learn more, visit safercar.gov/heatstroke.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 12, 18, or 24 months of special financing. The larger your project, the longer you have to pay it off. So whether it's a new deck, a new dishwasher, or a whole new kitchen, it just got a lot more doable. All because you got special financing. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through July 25th, U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Change mandates vision. Vision mandates intelligence. Intelligence mandates thought, and thought demands attention. As we look for leadership that demonstrates courage and conscience, we ask the deliberate question that provides the path to truth. And that question is, are you ready for change? And if you are you ready for First Shift with Tony Trupiano?
Well, I sure hope so, because you're here and we've got lots to do. So stay where you're at, because it's going to be an interesting hour. Just remind you, a little later on in this hour, Reverend D. Alexander Bullock will be joining us from Rainbow Push, Michigan. Congressman Gary Peters at the bottom of this hour, and we're going to start in just a moment with my friend Don Kettinger. But before we get to any of that, I want to remind you, if you ever would like to join us on the show, you're always welcome to do that. As I say to you, just stay topical. So whatever we're talking about, then that's what you need to call us about. 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org, and on Twitter at Tony Trupiano. So either one of those ways are acceptable. If you've not yet liked us on Facebook, I encourage you to do that. Just search for us on Facebook at First Shift. Just First Shift is all you need to do. You'll find us quickly enough. All right. I just literally a few minutes ago moved it back to the top of the heap. I had posted, I believe it was on Saturday, a video that current state representative Lesia Liss has produced that was really poorly done. Now, listen, if it were really well done, we'd still be talking about it, but it was really poorly done. It was really poorly done because there's this off-camera voice that asks question as she's slicing lunch meat. And I'm going to try really hard not to be lewd today, but I can't promise you that's not going to happen. So I'm just warning you up front. So here she is slicing this bologna, pretending that what she's saying is the truth just because she's saying it. Now, I want to just very couple things very quickly here. Lesia, at one point, and I would say she still is a nurse, although she's, of course, a state rep, so she's not practicing her profession right now, but you wouldn't know that she's a nurse based on her voting record. Now, this isn't my opinion. It's my fact. We also know that she was not endorsed by the Michigan Nurses Association, who is a profoundly gifted group of people that cares deeply about healthcare and about the way you as a patient are treated in the hospital, and of their thousands of members that they advocate for, quality of care is always their number one concern. Not politics, quality of care. So when they get involved politically, it's because they want to make sure you have the best possible access to that quality care. Joining me now is Dawn Kettinger. Dawn is the communications director of the Michigan Nurses Association, and I asked her to join me today to comment on this video. So, Dawn, first of all, I want to thank you and for joining us, and welcome back to First Shift.
Thanks, Tony. It's great to be with you, and thanks for those kind words about our organization. We certainly do represent nurses who are working hard about for quality care, and that's the main point here. So we appreciate Leslie putting out this video that clarifies her position on patient care.
Well, that's really why I have you here today. We do have choices, Dawn. There's no question when it comes to electing our next round of representatives, we have some important choices, and as does the Michigan Nurses Association. And you made a choice not to endorse Lesia Liss. Why?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Tony, as far as choices. And Lesia made a choice when she went to Lansing to give up the core value of nursing, which is to advocate for patients. So that's our problem with Lesia, is she is a nurse, and she promised to protect patients, and she went to Lansing and failed to do that. By that, I mean that she, you know, she sponsored the Safe Patient Care legislation, which she acknowledges in the video that she did this. And then she, you know, proceeds in the video to explain what happened, which is that Democratic leadership failed to take it up, she claims. Now, you know, we know that is probably not exactly what happened, but, you know, let's say that there were some bumps in the road on getting the legislation moving forward. You know, a real nurse does not just give up on something that's important. And, you know, Katie Oppenheim, who was on the show with me the other time, I asked her if there's anything she wanted me to say today. And she said, you know, just say that Lesia is an embarrassment and that it's about integrity and that nurses have integrity. And so that's the core issue here, that Lesia sponsored this legislation for safe patient care, and that's the crux of what we're fighting for, is safe patient care. This legislation basically requires hospitals to provide enough nursing staff. It's as simple as that. And then Lesia proceeds to explain in the video that, you know, well, it just didn't go anywhere. And then in her second term, she explains that, well, her opponent, you know, John Swetolski, then, you know, decided to sponsor the legislation. So those were choices that Lesia made. And, yeah, that's why we are not endorsing her, because she did make the choice to abandon her principles, and she chose to take money from, you know, the industries that are protecting profits instead of patients, and to violate the principles of nursing. So that's what that's about.
Well, you know, Dawn, with all due respect to both of the candidates, you know, she criticizes her opponent, John Swetolski, who, by the way, is leading in some of the polls by 70 percentage points. But we'll come back to that later. We take a look at her criticism of him, and she says at some point, and I'm paraphrasing, she says, you know, how much experience or knowledge does he have in healthcare issues? Well, he has enough to know that when somebody abandons an important piece of legislation and you've got an opportunity to champion that cause, whether it's going to see the light of day or not, you don't walk away from that opportunity. John Swetolski did not walk away from that opportunity.
That's exactly right. That's the difference there is, you know, we understand that maybe things can't get done in Lansing like things should get done, but you don't give up. You know, when a nurse sees that something is not getting done for a patient, she doesn't just walk away. That person does not just walk away. That's what nursing is, you know, about, is fighting for what's right. So that's why it was really offensive to our nurses that Lesia would just go and promise to do something that is right, that is important, that is really life-saving for patients all across Michigan, to say to the hospitals, stop making excuses about the money. We know you have the money. Provide enough nurses to keep patients safe. She went to Lansing and gave up on that. And then in her second term, when she had the opportunity to sponsor this legislation, she just didn't do it. And John stepped up and did it. So it's as clear as that. It's as clear as those choices that she made.
All right. And I want to, I just, so people understand, when you are in the minority, and the Democrats are in the minority in the House, Dawn, we all know that, they don't get to set the agenda. But that doesn't mean that they lose their voice. It doesn't mean that they have to abandon their principles. It doesn't mean that you don't continue to stand up for the issues and the people and the ideas that got you to where you're at. It certainly doesn't mean, Dawn, that you take the endorsements that you received in your first term and turn your back on them because they're not politically advantageous to you. Now, I'm not saying this is what you're saying. This is what I'm saying she did. She decided to go for the quick money. She decided to go, and this idea in this video, which is so poorly done, that this is about her, you know, trying to find middle ground is ridiculous. The last thing we need right now in the state house are moderate Democrats.
Well, right. What we need is people who are going to stand up for what's right. And, you know, a bunch of us from the Michigan Nurses Association went out and did doors for John Tucholsky on Friday because that's what we do. We have the backs of the people who support what's right, the leaders who are supporting the right principles and moving forward in the right direction, who are fighting for what's right. That's who we need to support in the labor community and, you know, throughout Michigan and all workers. Regardless, we have to unite and support the people who have our backs, and that's people like John Tucholsky. So the integrity issue, you know, on the doors when we were talking to people, that was huge. You know, first of all, people understand healthcare. Healthcare is not, you know, complicated. We need adequate nursing staff in order to take care of people. People had tears in their eyes when we were talking about hospital care. So Lesia, you know, to abandon the healthcare issue and fighting for nurses and adequate nursing staff, that is unbelievable. But going back to the integrity issue and just being on the doors and explaining, you know, people were asking me, what is going on with Lesia? What happened to her? And, you know, that's, we can't explain what happened to her. She started out promising something and she became something that she wasn't or that she said she wasn't. And that's the big deal, you know. And for nurses, nurses are the most trusted profession. You know, you probably read, Tony, year after year, a Gallup poll comes out. Who do you trust the most? Who do you respect the most? It's always nurses. And so nurses take that very seriously. People trust them. And for Lesia, you know, to violate that trust that nurses had in them, you know, that she was going to go to Lansing and fight for safe patient care, and then she gave up. And, you know, the numbers bear that out, too, as far as, you know, selling out. I mean, who can describe what selling out is? But just look at who her biggest supporters is. You know, who her bigger supporters are. I was looking at, you know, campaign finance reports, and she's getting money from GlaxoSmithKline, which is SmithKline, GlaxoSmithKline. That's a mouthful. But, you know, they recently had to pay $3 billion in the largest healthcare fraud in history for lying to consumers about prescription medications. You know, I'm looking at the cover of the Michigan Health and Hospital annual report, and you know, she's on the second page here, a picture of her. So again, choices. Who are you siding with? You're siding with people who are making profits with the corporations rather than the people.
Okay, we're gonna take a quick break here. Dawn, can you stay with us a little bit longer?
Sure thing. Thanks.
All right. I just there's more to get to. I again reposted the video, so you can just go to the Facebook page again. First, search for First Shift. You'll find it at the very top. I mean, really, I will say this: she does know how to handle her meat, and I mean handle literally with her hands. It's interesting. You'll want to check it out. Let's take a quick break here. Much more to get to on their side. Feel free to join us 888-552-3595. Your health does matter, at least to us it does. We'll be back.
First Shift with Tony Trivia.
My point is to Republican adults. When 14-year-old boys sound exactly like you do, maybe you should rethink the shit that's coming out of your mouth.
On 1310 WDTW.
No wonder 14-year-old boys can do your act. You act exactly like 14-year-old boys.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Checking your commute. If you're in the Canton area, you want to avoid Michigan Avenue eastbound at Belleville. That's closed due to that accident investigation and has also caused Belleville Road northbound at Michigan Avenue and North Canton Center Road southbound at Michigan Avenue to be closed also. Also, we got an accident on Beck Road at Grand River with five cars involved, so use some caution there. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be 87 degrees with thunderstorms throughout the morning. Tonight,
a low of 63. Tomorrow, 88 with thunderstorms throughout the whole day, and it's currently 79 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills? The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending. You'll learn the order of service every server should know, speed pouring, drink recipes, customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more. All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan. Please call 313-962-5020 Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
I'm Marge Favelle, president of SEIU. When Wall Street greed caused the foreclosure and credit crisis that crippled middle-class families, Gary Peters wrote the most sweeping reform of Wall Street since the Great Depression.
This is Jimmy Settles.
And this is Chuck Hall of the UAW. When the auto industry was near collapse, U.S. Congressman Gary Peters stepped up to work with President Obama to save hundreds of thousands of jobs for our families.
This is Michael Aaron, president of the Michigan Laborers District Council. When the big banks celebrated our tax-funded bailouts with big bonuses for themselves, Gary Peters wrote legislation to force them to give it back.
And this is Al Garrett, president of Ask Me Council 25. All of us fight each day for jobs and collective bargaining rights. Together, we represent nearly 200,000 hard-working families in and around Detroit. And we need Gary Peters on the front line fighting for us in Washington. Vote Gary Peters in the 14th District.
I'm Gary Peters, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Peters for Congress.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
In a blue-collar, get-to-work-and-get-the-job-done kind of state like Michigan, there's only one show that cares about the men and women
who put in a hard day's work every day.
This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now, back to Tony Trupiano.
Lobbyist friends of John Smutowski are sending out statements to people in Warren and Centerline saying you are for sale. This isn't true.
That is just baloney.
John Smutowski's friends also said you put out the word to lobbyists that you are open for business.
Oh, my goodness. That is just baloney.
And that is the Lorena Bobbitt of the Michigan House, Alessia Liss. And I got to tell you, Dawn, it is not just baloney. In fact, it's the truth. And I don't know why she thinks by putting out some schlocky video that's just a little too long for us to air in its entirety that we would believe it.
I don't know, Tony. Apparently there's 868 views. That would be like, 100 of us who need a good laugh, watching it once to laugh, twice to just recover, and then, several more times to try and understand what the heck she's even saying. So very interesting campaign strategy. But on behalf of M&A, who put out the pieces supporting John and, more importantly, calling out Lesia for her lack of integrity, for all the people who got a good laugh over this past weekend, you're welcome.
When you were out knocking doors, and I didn't know you did that on Friday, I get why people would get teary-eyed. I get why people get emotional about their health care. I want to just briefly, as you know, Dawn, I had a hospital stay, gastric bypass surgery. You know that. And I wanted to get out of there. I was ready to go. And so who do you turn to? You turn to the nurses and you say, hey, listen, you work with this doc every day. what can I do to get out of here a day sooner than he said I could? And so one of the nurses said, well, this is exactly what you need to do. And she was right. And I said exactly what she told me I needed to say. And she said, listen, Tony, if I didn't really think you were ready to go, I would tell you, SOL, dude, you're going to have to stick around an extra day, but you're certainly okay to go. Or I certainly wouldn't put you in harm's way. And I trusted her because she'd been a confidant to that point. You know, quickly, I was in the hospital 5 days and all of a sudden she's like my best buddy. Well, I'm serious. And I'm not the only one that has that experience with nurses.
Yeah, nurses are the front line. They're there for you. I mean, if you're in the hospital, it's because you need nursing care. So the nurses need to be valued. And if you know, I don't know if you experienced this as far as staffing, but that's what we, you know, talked about on the doors. As I said to folks, you know, I hope you don't have a lot of experience in hospitals, but if you do, you probably know what it's like to have your nurse try really hard to take care of you and just to be stretched, you know, so thin that they can't deliver the quality care that that is important to them. There was a study that came out recently that reaffirmed that the main reason that people are leaving the nursing profession is because of the work conditions and the lack of staffing. They are just being worked to death. So, you know, it's a problem that needs to be solved. We have a solution. It's this legislation. Lesia just would not fight for it, gave up on it.
Don Kettinger, how important is it now that it looks like the Michigan House may go to the Democrats, they may have the majority, that we have the right Democrats elected?
Well, it's very important, Tony. As you can see, you know, it's now more than ever, we have to have people that we can trust. And, you know, you're talking about Romney and authenticity. That's the bottom line, authenticity and integrity. So we have to make these choices really carefully. And when we make these choices, too, we've got to get behind these people. You know, the candidates that we know and love because they do the right thing and fight for the right thing. You know, people like, you know, Rashida Tlaib, who, you know, fights for what is right, regardless of whether, you know, the consequences. Those people, and like John, who are going to fight for this legislation, you know, those people need our support. So we've seen the consequences of having people who will just be co-opted, basically, by the majority, who, even if they can't get things done, will just give up. And those consequences are killing us. So it's vital that we get the right people in office, and that in order to do that, you know, we would encourage other folks to do what we're trying to do, which is to get out on doors, knock for them. You know, give money if you can, but a lot of folks are broke in this economy. That's understandable. But, you know, as candidates need people to knock on doors for them, to, you know, that neighbor-to-neighbor contact, that just talking to people and being able to say, you know, this is why I support this person. This is a good person. That's really what gets people to understand, you know, why they should vote for someone. So, you know, it's up to us. I mean, that's what M&A is really trying to get across, is empowering people, empowering our nurses. They're empowered to understand that they can make change for their patients and for themselves. And people, you know, the time is now. We have to work hard now to do this.
Well, you know, and then you have to ask yourself a basic question. If somebody opposes nurse-to-patient ratio, a humane nurse-to-patient ratio, why would they be doing it? Ask yourself and answer that question. If somebody says, yeah, I can't support a humane nurse-to-patient ratio, why would you not? Why would you say no to that? I mean, Don, that's a fundamentally simple question to ask and answer.
It would seem so, but it goes back to the choices. The people who oppose that, the people who will not fight for it, are the people who say that they can't afford it, that hospitals can't afford it. But basically, it's a values question. What do you value more? Do you value, you know, letting corporations, you know, make money and increase their profits and lie to us about where the money needs to be and that the money can't be made? And, you know, we know for safe staffing legislation, it's not just a matter of having the money. It's a matter of when you increase staffing for nurses, you will save money by decreasing staff turnover and by increasing better patient outcomes, by saving lives. I mean, this is about saving lives. So it's about those values, Tony, and those choices that it goes back to. So those lines are being drawn really clear more than ever this year, I think. So, you know, it's we have to basically rise up and reclaim, you know, reclaim the House, reclaim our state, so that we can get people in power who will do the right thing and who will stand up to, whether it's the Republicans who are trying to silence women, you know, the corporations that won't take care of patients, just want to pad their CEO's salaries. You know, we can do it. We just, you know, at M&A, we want people to understand that this can be done. You know, people are down. I was talking to one legislator the other day, and, you know, she was just feeling kind of down about where we're at, and it's understandable, but, you know, it's up to us, and we really believe in M&A that we can turn this around, because people who are passionate can create change.
No, the Michigan Nurses Association is the real deal. They, you know, again, out last week, knocking on doors. They don't have to do that, but they do it. They do it for a reason, because they care ultimately about their rank and file members. You know, I'll remind people that the Michigan Nurses Association is a union. It's a proud union. It's a union that represents men and women all over the state of Michigan, thousands of them, that go to work every day with one clear goal in mind, to save lives. Not all of us can say that. Now, not all of us have a job like that, Dawn, but they made that choice. They educated themselves. They understand what's at stake every time they go to work. They also understand that sometimes they have to step into situations that are uncomfortable, but ultimately protect the patient first. You want to talk about first, do no harm. They, as you said, they are the front line. They are critical to making sure that patient care is first and foremost in the minds of everybody in that building when they go to work on a daily basis. Don, I want to thank you for your time this morning. We're just out of time, and we need to run.
Thanks so much, Tony. Always a pleasure.
You bet. Dawn Kettinger, again, Communications Director with the Michigan Nurses Association. You want to check out that video. It's online. It's not a bunch of baloney. Well, Lassie Alyssa's, but the rest of it, well, it's just pure fun. Fun, because it's so poorly done. Congressman Gary Peters on the other side, and Reverend D. Alexander Bullock before we get out of here in this hour. Stay tuned. Much more to do. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
This traffic report is brought to you by NBC.
Checking your commute. If you're in the Canton area, you want to avoid Michigan Avenue eastbound at Belleville. That's closed due to an accident investigation. That has also caused Belleville Road northbound at Michigan Avenue and North Canton Center Road southbound at Michigan Avenue to be closed also. Also, we got an accident on Beck Road at Grand River with 5 cars involved, so use some caution there. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
Friday, the world's greatest athletes come together on the world's biggest stage. Don't miss the biggest event of the year, the opening ceremony of the London Olympic Games. Friday, 7:30, 6:30 p.m. Central on NBC.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be 87 degrees with thunderstorms throughout the morning. Tonight, a low of 63. Tomorrow, 88 with thunderstorms throughout the whole day. And it's currently 79 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News, a production of Diversified Media Enterprises. I'm Doug Cunningham. The Caterpillar strike by the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers is entering its 13th week in Joliet, Illinois. Caterpillar made nearly $5 billion last year and projects profits this year to be higher. But it's slamming its workers with demands for a 6-year wage freeze, as well as pension and health benefits cuts. Caterpillar is the latest in a growing list of very profitable companies that are nevertheless driving down worker wages and benefits in a bid to lock in much lower compensation for generations to come. IAMAW President Tom Buffenbarger speaking at a strike solidarity rally.
You've made this company's most profitable year ever. You lay the beams, turn the wrenches, assemble all the components, make the greatest products of its type in the world. They reward those who have never done what you do, and they want you to give back what you've been able to earn.
Scranton, Pennsylvania has slashed public worker wages, including union firefighters and police officers, to the federal minimum wage of just $7.25 an hour. Public workers and their supporters Monday called on M&T Bank to come through with a $16 million loan to the city. Led by the Service Employees International Union, public workers in Scranton and their supporters are calling on the bank to step up and help the city. Neil Bisno is president of SEIU Healthcare of Pennsylvania.
It's bad enough that we're asking our first responders in Scranton to do their job for minimum wage.
but it's particularly outrageous when you have a big bank like M&T Bank walking away from the table. They're quite happy to take $1 billion from us when they need it, but they're not willing to step forward and do the right thing for Scranton when we need them.
It's a tale of two phone companies. Jesse Russell reports on contract negotiations at AT&T and Verizon.
The Communication Workers of America and International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers have called for federal mediation in contract negotiations with Verizon. More than a year has passed in contract negotiations with the company, which continue to languish at an impasse due to the company refusing to walk back heavy cuts to benefits and concerns about employment security. The company has shown little interest in reaching an agreement, releasing a statement on Thursday rejecting the mediation request. The two unions represent 45,000 workers along the upper eastern coast of the United States. Meanwhile, the CWA is praising a tentative contract reached with Verizon's chief competitor, AT&T. The contract is with workers in the Midwest, and the CWA said in a statement, the three-year agreements include wage increases in each year and a modest pension increase. Healthcare benefits remain among the best in the country. The union added that the contract also includes improvements to employment security. The CWA is still negotiating with three other AT&T divisions.
You've been listening to WIND, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
First word.
First thoughts. First with the news and newsmakers that matter to you.
First Shift on 1310 WDTW with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after 7 o'clock, we turn our attention now, as promised, to Congressman Gary Peters, who's here today to tell us about a $30 million grant that all of Southeast Michigan will enjoy and participate in. I want to apologize to you, Congressman, for being out sick yesterday, but glad we were able to get you this morning.
Well, it's always good to be with you, Tony. Hopefully you're feeling much better today.
Absolutely. Doing aces today. No problems there. Let's talk about this this $30 million transportation grant and exactly what it will do.
Well, this is a grant to help deed out the Department of Transportation and SMART, the bus system that we have in the greater Detroit area. It is a capital improvement grant, a very large grant. In fact, a number of grants were announced around the country yesterday. This is the third largest. And what it'll do is it'll help refurbish the fleet, make the buses better. It'll also allow the installation of security cameras on the buses so that people can feel more secure when they're riding both DDOT and SMART. It'll also have put in GPS systems to make the buses work more efficiently, and we can track them more efficiently so that they're optimizing their ability to service customers all along these bus routes and really enhance the fleet. It's really a great thing for the greater Detroit area. It's money that's badly needed, as you know, for our public transit systems.
You know, Congressman, it's interesting. A week ago, Monday, I was fortunate enough to moderate a candidate's town hall in Grosse Pointe. You, of course, participated in that in the 14th Congressional District, and you brought up transportation multiple times. And, you know, you were, and I'm just going to, because not everybody was there, it's the truth, you were the only one that didn't talk about necessarily just people needing to leave the city going to the suburbs. You were the only one that talked about people in the suburbs that needed to get into the city. You know, we often forget that not everybody that lives in the suburbs doesn't have transportation to come downtown if they so choose to do that. You did mention that more than once.
Well, it is. It's the important thing about a transit system. In fact, as we talked about at the forum, which I appreciated your moderating that, at that forum, you know, I'm a big booster of mass transit, a public transit system that we have to have in the greater Detroit area. It's great to have this this money for the buses, but we really need a mass transit system, the BRT line, which I talked about. And the thing about a transit system like that, which every other region of the country has, every other major metropolitan area of the country has these systems, and where you invest the money into those systems, they're like a magnet for jobs and for people all along the line. So if you have a BRT system that goes along Woodward from downtown Detroit all the way to the city of Pontiac, what you find is that there's development all along that line. It's a magnet for real estate investment, just like it has been in the city of Cleveland, where a 7-mile BRT line, a $200 million investment in that line, has brought in over $4.3 billion worth of real estate investment. If Cleveland can do it, we can do it in Detroit. And that's why I'm working very aggressively to get the federal money necessary to do that, as well as working with local communities. So I think our goal has to be bringing jobs into the city of Detroit, as well as all along that line into the suburbs, really strengthening the entire metro region. And investments in transit do that, and we know they do it because it's been successful in every city where those investments have been made all over the country.
This $30 million, does it also include new buses and other forms of transportation? What will this $30 million buy us?
It will be some new buses for the system, as well as refurbishing the buses, security cameras, GPS, those types of things. Our capital investments, also improving one of the bus yards for the maintenance and to help in making sure that these buses are properly maintained and have the facilities that you can do that in. I want to add what I think is very important, and I was certainly pleased to be helpful in bringing this money back to Detroit, but a big part of that was really the fact that both SMART and DDOT worked together cooperatively. Now, we have these two systems. It doesn't really, in my mind, make a lot of sense to have two systems for a regional transit, but they worked together on this grant, and because they worked together on this grant, I think is why they were even more successful in winning that money. Last year, they got a grant of $7 million. This year, it was $30 million. And it really shows the power of coming together. We've got to have city and suburb coming together, having our communities work together, because when we work together, we are much more successful bringing in federal money, but also delivering services to all of our residents.
All right, let me just turn topics here for just a moment. We're 2 weeks away from the primary. You know, we've had you on the show quite a bit in the last month, and they're for very legitimate reasons, but we've not talked about to this point about your reelection campaign. As you're talking to people all over the 14th Congressional District this morning, I know you want to be elected in the new 14th. Tell my audience why they should vote for you.
Well, Tony, I think it's about a track record of getting things done. And that is what I find people all throughout the 14th District. They want a representative who cares about the community, certainly, but also is able to get things done. And we have demonstrated that. One reason why I've gotten support from so many different groups, but it's from the day that I came in to the Congress in 2008, worked closely with President Obama to make sure that we have an auto industry in America. I was very, very closely involved, particularly with the Chrysler Rescue. I've also worked with the Advanced Vehicle Technology Fund, who really protected the fund that the Republicans wanted to get rid of. It was an investment fund that has been credited with creating over 41,000 jobs, including bringing back production of a car from Mexico to the United States. I've worked on small business lending issues, which are really the engine of growth for our economy, our small business owners. And through the small business lending bill that I was the primary author in, we've brought back hundreds of millions of dollars of lending into the state of Michigan, created jobs. In fact, just one amendment that I had on that bill has been credited with over 3,500 jobs in the greater Detroit area. So really the thing that I think people want is someone who gets it done. We've got big challenges in the greater Detroit area. I've had a demonstrated track record of doing that. That's why I've been endorsed by every major labor union in Michigan, has endorsed my reelection campaign. That's why I've gotten strong endorsements from folks like the Detroit Free Press have endorsed my reelection, the Oakland Press, Jewish News, pastors from the city of Detroit, elected officials from Pontiac to Detroit, everywhere in between. Folks want someone who can actually get it done. We don't want, you can't have just rhetoric and happy talk. It's about actually getting the job done for the people of the greater Detroit area. I've demonstrated that over the last 4 years, and I look forward to serving another two.
Well, I appreciate no name calling. I appreciate you being honest. And, you know, interestingly, on Saturday I was out at the Troy Democratic Club picnic, and some of your staff showed up to represent you because that is still part of your current district. And I asked them where you were at, and they told me you were knocking doors. That's somebody that is taking this seriously. You know, interestingly, during that town hall meeting, you talked about walking away from politics for a while. And as much as you enjoyed not being in politics, you were brought back into it. I would imagine that there were some very serious people that sat down with you, Gary Peters, and said, listen, we need real leadership right now. I get the impression that you feel like you're just getting started, that you're just getting warmed up, and that you see an opportunity to really help Southeast Michigan, or am I not seeing it properly?
Well, that's right, Tony. You know, I was out of politics. I served in the state senate for a number of years and local council, and was out of politics, and really did enjoy being out of it, enjoyed having lots of time with my family and my young daughters. But 2008, certainly I was not pleased with the direction the country was going in, did not believe that George Bush administration was doing our country any favors. In fact, was making it difficult for my daughters and other children to have a better life going forward. And folks came to me at that time and said you should run against an entrenched Republican by the name of Joan Hollenberg, who represented that area in a pretty Republican area. It was not an easy race, but my wife and I did some soul searching and said if we believe in making a change, the only way to do that is to actually run and try to make that difference. And I did run. We ran a grassroots campaign, knocked on a lot of doors like I was doing this past weekend, and I ended up winning. And Detroit Free Press said I was the first Democrat since 1893 to represent that area. And we've continued to represent that and won in 2010, even when the Democratic candidate for governor in my district lost by 32 points, I still was able to win. So it's about my focus, and I think folks in the district know that I care deeply about these issues. I'm willing to work hard. In fact, no one will work harder than me when it comes to dealing with these issues, and I've also been able to demonstrate that track record of getting it done.
Well,
as you know, in Congress, the longer you're here, the more seniority you have, the more relations you have, and you can get even more done.
No, there's no question, and I have a feeling that we'll be talking to you again before the August 7th primary. In the meantime, Congressman, thank you for everything that you do. Thank you for this this grant that is a great step in the right direction. I know that you have a bigger vision of regional transit, and we'll have to have that discussion at another time because we're just out of time for today. But thanks again for everything, and we'll chat soon.
Appreciate it, thank you so much.
You bet. Congressman Gary Peters, folks, he's the real deal. This is a guy that understands what he's doing. One of the difficult choices that has to be made in the 14th Congressional District is you have two members of Congress that are running against each other, and that is never an easy choice. It's not a Sophie's choice, God forbid, but it's not an easy choice. And so, you know, do what you feel would best represent your point of view. But certainly Congressman Peters, and I will be honest with you, he has proven to be far more progressive than I would have originally thought. And keep in mind, he's been around for a while now. This is not, 8 months into a job. This is 4 years into a job, so we really do have to recognize the great work he's done. Okay, a very quick break here. When we come back, Reverend D. Alexander Bullock joins us to talk about a gift for you, a gift that'll keep on giving. If you want to get involved in what's happening at the state in Lansing tomorrow, well, we're going to get you a free ride. Stay with us.
First Shift with Tony Trippiano.
I want the top wealthiest Americans to be taxed higher and that money to go to education.
I want true democracy for the 99% of us that don't have it anymore.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
This is D. Alexander Bullock. Join me and Tony Trippiano on August 25th at 12 noon for the Crusade for America Parent and Youth March. We march for an urban policy. We march for a war on poverty. We march to save democracy. We march to stop gun violence. Get active, get engaged, and get involved. For more information, like us on Facebook at Rainbow Push Detroit and follow us on Twitter at Rainbow Push MI.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Recently on First Shift.
And Mitt Romney said yesterday that President Obama's comment about businesses not building things themselves wasn't a gaffe, it's his philosophy. Is Fox News the one that bastardized the quote? Is that where the origin of this is?
Somebody helped to create this unbelievable American system that we had that allowed you to thrive. Somebody invested in roads and bridges. If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Stephen Monroe.
He wants to give credit to government. If the government plays a super role.
It does play a super role. What the hell is wrong with you, Steve? You hang up the phone. Sweet God. Government doesn't play a role. Where would we be without government? Where would we be without government? Where would we be without liberals? What is wrong with you? There's a sickness in this country. An absolute sickness called conservatism. Republicanism is a mental illness. I'm convinced of it.
First Shift with Tony Trippiano
on 1310 WDTW.
You're listening to Michigan's only live and local progressive talk radio show.
Give us a call.
1-888-552-3595.
Welcome back to First Shift with Tony Trippiano.
10 minutes before the top of the hour, and without further ado, we welcome back to First Shift the Reverend D. Alexander Bullock, who has a gift for everybody this morning. And Reverend, it's always a pleasure to chat with you, and I want to thank you in advance for what you folks are doing. Of course, Rainbow Push Michigan, very active in so many causes, including the one we're about to talk about. Good morning to you, sir.
Tony, how are you? Good morning to you, sir.
I'm well, thank you. I got to tell you, I wish that I could get up to the state capitol tomorrow. I can't, but that doesn't mean that those that want to now don't have a ride as a result of the hard work of Rainbow Push Michigan. What's going on?
Well, Tony, we wish you could be there, too. We understand, but we are bearing gifts this morning. We are offering free rides to Lansing on tomorrow morning from Detroit. From Flint, from Pontiac, from Ann Arbor, from Benton Harbor, to Lansing. For folks who want to ride the bus, it's free. Let me say that again. It's free. We're not charging anything. We really just want to get on the bus, fill up the bus, and go from these cities to Lansing so that when the Michigan Supreme Court begins to hear this case about whether or not Public Act 4 will get on the ballot, there is a large group of hundreds of concerned citizens there to let our voices be heard and demand, let the people vote.
Well, I think it's amazing that you're providing this transportation. The number one request I get when we do these things, when we need people, especially at the state capitol, the first thing people say to me is, you have any idea if anybody's sending buses? So now I can say yes. That's really good news.
That's right. That's right. And if folks want to see a full, complete listing of the buses, they can go to our Facebook page, Rainbow Push Detroit. There's a complete listing there. But if you're in Detroit, Michigan, we've got a bus leaving from Bethany Baptist Church at 15122 West Chicago. If you're in Pontiac, we've got a bus leaving from Trinity Baptist Church at 123 Wesson. You're in Flint, Michigan, we've got a bus leaving from Hasselbrig Community Center. They're all leaving at the same time. 7 a.m. The buses will arrive in Lansing somewhere between 9 and 9:15. Of course, there's a rally plan, and then the hearing starts at 10 a.m. The buses will leave Lansing about 12:30, and return to their respective cities. We also got buses leaving from Muskegon Heights, from Benton Harbor, and from Ann Arbor. Again, all that information is on Facebook, Rainbow Push Detroit. And again, we don't want any barrier. We don't want any excuse. If you're free, if you're not working, we want you to get on the bus. This is our historic moment in Michigan where we stand up for democracy.
Well, there's no question this is important. We'll make sure that we, of course, get that link onto our Facebook page as well for those folks that are driving this morning that can't write this stuff down. We'll make sure that we take care of that. And it's important that there be a strong showing tomorrow, that the courts understand that, you know, on top of the over 225,000 people that already signed a petition, that, you know, they get their day. All we're asking for, Reverend Bullock, and I just don't understand why the courts haven't gotten it to this point. All we're asking for is democracy to be allowed to take place. Let us vote yes or no on Public Act 4. That's all this is about.
That's all it's about. And I'm with you, Tony. I don't understand it. I mean, this is partisan politics at its best. It's so hypocritical that we, in 2012, you still have citizens of the United States of America whose vote is disenfranchised. There must be a big showing, because what they're saying is that nobody really cares about Public Act 4. Nobody really cares about emergency managers. Everybody supports this legislation and this policy. And so we must show up on Wednesday and let the state know, let the Michigan Supreme Court know. There are hundreds, indeed thousands, of citizens who are concerned, who are anti-emergency management, and who want to demand that the citizens of Michigan have a right to decide the fate of this draconian policy.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, before I let you go today, you need to come into studio and spend some time with me in the very near future, all right? Promise me you'll do that.
Tony, I promise you, and you keep on doing what you're doing. I appreciate you, sir.
No problem. I want to thank you again. This information is already up on the Facebook page, so we're good to go there. Have a safe trip tomorrow. We'll touch base with you after tomorrow's event.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, you bet. Reverend D. Alexander Bullock, thanks so much, from Rainbow Push Michigan. Again, you can find them on Facebook at Rainbow Push Detroit, so go ahead and check that out. And again, Jeff has already put that up on our Facebook page for those of you that would like to make that connection. Absolutely. I just wish we could go. Unfortunately, at 7 o'clock, we're still on the air, and by the time we get off the air, well, you know, it just gets a little complicated. That's the only thing I don't like about the time of day we're on is that some of this stuff happens at 10 o'clock in the morning, and there's no way we can participate when this stuff is at the Capitol, because it's just a little too far. And then we, of course, have a show to put together. You understand. You understand. I'm okay with all that. I do want to send a quick shout-out to the Michigan AFL-CIO and Senator Debbie Stabenow. They had a rally yesterday up at the state capitol as well. The Michigan Families Coalition got together to thank Senator Debbie Stabenow for sponsoring the Bring Jobs Home Act. For those of you that didn't hear, the Republicans in the Senate filibustered that bill, 4 votes shy of passing that legislation. So we're going to go back and play that game, follow the money. Somebody want to tell me how you're not going to vote for a bill that would literally provide incentives to bring jobs back to the U.S.? Somebody want to play follow the money with that one? Because it wouldn't be that hard, would it? Absolutely not. Just received this, so I thought I would share it with you. VetPAC, which is the Veterans Political Action Committee, has endorsed Congressman Gary Peters in Michigan's new 14th Congressional District. So congratulations to the congressman on that. And I don't want you to think that we have forgotten about Jace Bolger. We're going to talk about him a little bit in the next hour with Chris Mihalakis. And so we'll get to that. We're also going to talk about that tomorrow with Bernie Porn of Epic MRA. The one thing that, you know, people know of Bernie, of course, because of his work with Epic MRA, one of the premier pollsters in the state of Michigan. But beyond that, he worked for 4 speakers in the state house. So this is a guy that knows what's going on. This is a serious guy that understands that this is serious business. And so we'll look forward to punching in with him tomorrow morning and continuing. We're not letting this speaker business go. We're not. This is serious stuff. When you commit fraud, it's serious business. You get that? And we're not letting go. We're just not going to let go. So anyway, that'll do it for this hour. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Chris Mihalakis is with us, and lots of other good stuff. I've got a lot to get to with Chris. I got a lot to get to in general. So stay where you're at. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. I do want to remind you. as we creep slowly up the Twitter ladder. If you would like to follow us on Twitter at Tony Truppiano, I kind of like what's going on there right now because we are steadily building up a nice group of followers, and we haven't sold our soul to do that, so it's kind of cool. Anyway, we'll be back. Stay with us.
Team 10 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Taking a look at your traffic, we got a new accident over on eastbound 96 at Kent Lake Road that has your left shoulder blocked. Also, Beck Road southbound at Grand River, accident has four lanes blocked, and your traffic is getting by in the right lane only. And don't forget about in the Canton area, Michigan Avenue eastbound at Belleville Road, that's closed for that accident investigation. That has also closed Belleville Road northbound at Michigan Avenue and North Canton Center Road southbound at Michigan Avenue. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be 87 degrees with thunderstorms throughout the morning. Tonight, a low of 63. Tomorrow, 88 with thunderstorms throughout the whole day. And it's currently 79 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Truppiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift. You're listening to 1310 WDTW Dearborn, Detroit, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano. Now, NBC News with the latest.
NBC News Radio, I'm Jim Mikleshevsky. The first court appearance by movie massacre suspect James Holmes, offering more questions than answers. As he sat silent, appearing groggy, his hair dyed bright orange. NBC's Jay Gray.
Formal charges in the case will come next Monday. Prosecutors say a decision about the death penalty is still months away, and that they will discuss the issue with survivors and families of the victims.
Holmes accused of killing 12 and wounding 58. Seven remain in critical condition. Britain is calling in the troops to beef up security for the London Olympics. 1,200 more troops will protect Olympic venues after a key security contractor failed to supply enough guards just 3 days before Friday's opening ceremonies. And trailblazing astronaut Sally Ride, the first American woman to blast into space, has lost her battle with cancer at age 61. President Obama calling her a national hero and a powerful role model, inspiring generations of young girls. This is NBC News Radio. International stock markets are on a firmer footing today amid signs that China's manufacturing is beginning to recover. Wall Street coming off another bearish session. CNBC's Courtney Regan.
It was worries about the future of the Eurozone that pressured stocks on Monday. The Dow posted its first triple-digit decline back-to-back in over 3 months.
Company defaults are on the rise. Just this year, 47 global companies have been unable to keep paying the interest on their debt. The economy may be sluggish, but not when it comes to high-tech mobile devices. Stats show smartphones are now in more than half of U.S. homes, while tablet computers are in a third, sparking electronic sales to grow by nearly 6% this year. And can't wait to get off the plane? Airplanes are toying with the idea of collecting a fee for that. 16% of passengers in a new poll say they're willing to pay $20 to be at the front of the line when their flight lands. I'm Jim Mikleshevsky, NBC News Radio.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, this is Mike Rowe talking with Jim Twitchell, a real live Ford senior master technician. Can the work save me money on gas, yes or no?
Yes, by making sure that your car is in optimal running condition, you save yourself fuel.
Get the service you need and save money on gas. $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate at your local Ford dealer.
Can you think of one good reason why somebody wouldn't bring their Ford to you for the Works Fuel Saver Package?
Honestly, Mike, no.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Claim based on EPA averages. See your participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 831-12.
The housing market has another report suggesting things are getting better. This morning, real estate tracker Zillow is out with its quarterly measure of U.S. home values. And for the first time in almost half a decade, it shows values up nationwide, only 0.2% higher, but it's a start. Big price rebounds in hard-hit metros such as Phoenix and Miami help account for the increase. Thanks in large part to new home builders and home buyers. Big appliance maker Whirlpool reports it returned to a profit last quarter following a year-ago loss, but results did not quite meet market expectations. This morning, Dow Components, AT&T, and DuPont both are reporting stronger than expected earnings for last quarter, but the good profits appear in large part to be a result of cost controls. Sales for both firms were weaker than expected. Maybe Friday and Monday sell-offs were not enough for Wall Street. Stock futures are down again. S&P futures losing 4 points. NASDAQ futures down 6. Dow futures down 23. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend, you're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-495-2570. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-495-2570. That's 1-800-495-2570. 1-800-495-2570.
Doctor, teacher, judge. These are just a few of the people who've lost a child to heat stroke after leaving them in an empty car. 33 children died last year alone. It can happen to anyone. Even you could forget a sleeping or quiet baby. If you have small children, get in the habit of checking the back seat every time you exit your vehicle. It could mean the difference between life and death. Where's baby? Look before you lock. To learn more, visit safercar.gov/heatstroke.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 12, 18, or 24 months of special financing. The larger your project, the longer you have to pay it off. So whether it's a new deck, a new dishwasher, or a whole new kitchen, it just got a lot more doable. All because you got special financing. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through July 25th, U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Never let it be said that when good men and women were challenged, that they didn't rise to the challenges that were presented. And that when met with resistance, they knew enough to come together. In solidarity and with purpose and pride, they forged their way to a new understanding of what success would require. They not only met the challenge, they redefined community. And that community was called
First Shift with Tony Trujillo. Now, it was called the Greek Isles. That's what it was called. It was called the Greek Isles. I'm telling you. Now, well, that'll all make sense here in just a second. By the way, if my stepmother is listening, and I will share this because she called me. She goes, when you were talking about Greeks last week on the show, you didn't mention that that your stepmother is Greek, and she is. She's Orthodox Greek as well. But we'll talk about that in just a minute. Welcome back, everybody. It is a Tuesday program. Pleasure to be with you. Going by fast today. It's going to be a quick week, I'll bet you. Remind you, 2 weeks from today is primary day, and for some of these races, that means general election day, because in a lot of districts around the southeast Michigan area, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, whoever wins the primary will win in November with almost 100% certainty. Anything's possible. I'll look at Thaddeus McCotter. I'll leave that alone. All right, with that said, let's get an introduction and get this thing going.
First Shift welcomes back to our airwaves leadership that is unique.
It's no secret that collective bargaining in the public sector is under attack, and there's just been law after law.
completely restricting, telling unions and management what they can and cannot bargain on. And I think this is so ridiculous and such a violation of rights.
Here is Metro Detroit AFL-CIO president.
They should be allowed to negotiate on whatever they see fit for their workplace. It's not the responsibility of the legislature or the governor to impose their will into their negotiations.
Chris Mihalakis.
And joining us now is Chris Mihalakis. And Christos, it's always a pleasure to have you. Welcome back. And yes, my stepmother, God bless her, is an Orthodox Greek and nice lady. And we're proud to have her in our family. And that's, you know, it's all good.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know, that's you got to make sure you get to celebrate Orthodox Easter at some point.
You know what? Next year, because it was all about, not last year, but the year before, you and I were spending a lot of time together.
Right.
We were getting the show going, and it was all about the lamb. You couldn't wait to have the lamb. And I still haven't had the lamb. So.
Well, I'm telling you, Tony, you know, Greek Easter is it's the one holiday. I mean, you know, we're known for our celebrations and for our food. And Easter is just the epitome of that. It's like Thanksgiving and Christmas rolled into one.
All right. Well,
Nice weather.
With nice weather. Yeah, you're right. It would be nice weather.
Yeah.
So, well, that was my, I guess I'll be much more direct. Can I be invited next year to Easter?
Yeah, well, Mom, Dad, if you're listening now, we got to make sure to have an extra place set for Tony next
year.
There
you go. So. I think that'd be awesome. I would love that.
You know, not only would my parents love it, but my aunts and uncles that come over who listen to you all the time, they would love it
That would be great.
And you know, it's funny, Tony, because, like, I would hear, as I was growing up when I was a kid, I would hear people say, oh, the two things you never talk about are religion and politics. And I'm thinking, in my family, that's all we talk about. And it's funny because you'll feel very much at home with our family. The most heated political debate I think we ever got in is, you know, who should be president, Obama or Hillary? Or 4 years prior, you know, Kerry or Kucinich? And, you know, the only time people start throwing the label of communist around is, hey, you know, maybe it's not such a bad ideology.
Not for me. Actually, if I recall correctly, you actually have a Dukakis story, don't you?
Well, you know, I have a Dukakis Benson sign in my office.
Right. And, that's because I did see that.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, when I was 8 years old, Dukakis was running for president. And I thought to myself, I've only been in America for 4 years and already, you know, someone from my country is going to be the next president. And, you know, I was in second grade at the time when he was running. And I know I'm dating myself quite a bit. But, you know, they had a little, like, elections in every classroom. You
right,
know, we did a
sure.
mock election, and I was, like, you know, lobbying hard for Dukakis, and Dukakis won in you know, we had a lot of union. Yeah, I went to Southgate Anderson schools, and, you know, we had a lot of UAW people, a lot of steel workers. You know, their children were my classmates, and so Dukakis won in a landslide. So when he lost in a landslide in the real election, I couldn't figure out what went wrong.
I'm sorry.
I was very heartbroken.
What did you say, second grade that was?
Yeah.
Okay. And by the way, our mutual friend Marvin wants a Easter invitation as well.
Oh, yeah. Marvin, you're totally in, brother.
Gotcha. So he's a great guy.
Oh, yeah. He's moving back to Detroit, and I'm very excited.
During the break, I was going to ask you because I got an email. Well, we'll talk about during the break. Doesn't matter. Hey, listen, you don't happen to slice bologna at your Easter feast, do you?
We have no sliced bologna at a Greek Easter feast. I was cracking up when I heard you guys doing that story because I was going to email it, like, this morning. I was upset at myself for not sending you that video because I wanted to discuss that with you today, but the nurses are already on top of it.
I discovered that on Friday.
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted it to me, and I thought, oh, I've got to put this up. So the Michigan Nurses Association commented on my Facebook page when I put that up, so I thought, well, you know what? Maybe we should have them on to talk about this because there is, you know, we do need to talk about truth. There's no question about that. And we can make fun of all we want to make fun of it because it was really poorly done. The production value is awful. I mean, just awful.
Oh, my goodness. That is just below.
I mean, it's just if I'm a state and she's a sitting state rep.
Right. Right.
She's literally sitting in the thing, but she's a sitting state rep.
A slicing state rep, too, apparently.
Yeah, and you know, not for nothing, this isn't about, and I never pick on people's appearance, but she didn't dress appropriately.
No.
She didn't have the proper makeup on. These things matter.
It was literally, it looks like she just woke up one morning and someone whipped out an iPhone and gave her a big old piece of bologna and asked her to go to town. And
that is just bologna.
And Tony, coming from a union that represents bologna slicers.
Yeah, the UFCW.
You know, I can critique from a more professional standpoint. Her bologna slicing skills were very poor. But I want to bring something else up too. She didn't address any. She did one of the worst things you can do as a candidate for state rep. One thing many state reps are guilty of is thinking that everyone in your district cares about you and thinks about you on a regular basis. And the truth is, you know, there's maybe 40, 50 people who will have a very close relationship with you, maybe a couple thousand that'll, you know who you are and know that you're their state rep. But the overwhelming majority of people in your district don't think about state legislature on a regular basis, for better or worse. And so when you try to, you know, address negative ads against you, all you're really doing is putting that out there. You know, the average person in Warren who isn't paying attention to this race is going to see that ad and be like, well, now, wait a minute. Why are people saying that she's in bed with lobbyists? Why are people saying that she's for sale? And it's one of the stupidest things you can do as a campaign strategy in a low-level race. The only time it makes sense is if you're running for president, you know, maybe Congress or Senate, something statewide like that, but not on the local level.
Well, you know, Dawn Kettinger, who I believe you know from the Michigan Nurses Association, made a great point. Almost 1,000 people have watched that video. Do you think that they're watching it because they support Leslie Alliss?
That's
no,
just baloney.
I mean, they're...
Wow.
We're having too much fun with this.
Okay. But, I mean, people aren't watching that because they agree with her. They're watching because they're making fun of her.
Oh, absolutely. I hope this ends up on Tosh.0 or The Daily Show or something like that.
Oh, that would be precious.
Yeah. And I want to mention one other thing, too, is Dawn talked about how Lesia flip-flopped on the nurse staffing ratio. What Lesia doesn't mention in her ad that is full of baloney in and of it, literally and figuratively, is that John comes out of a healthcare union, too. John used to work for SEIU.
Okay.
And so he knows what he's talking about. He knows the importance of nurse staffing ratios. He's seen it firsthand in nursing homes. But the other thing we got to remember about Leslie Alliss, she voted against item price. She voted to repeal item pricing. So she voted against the interests of all consumers and seniors. And how's that been working out for us? They told us, Tony, prices were going to decrease by 10% when the item pricing law was repealed. And we haven't seen anything even close to that. In fact, if anything, prices have probably gone up. She also voted with the pro-life lobby in all these in that horrid package of bills that and defended Speaker Bolger when he censored female Democratic state reps from speaking on the House floor. He defended what Bolger did to Barb Byram and Lisa Brown.
Yeah.
And so I want to remind everybody, this we cannot treat this primary between John and Lesia as a race between two Democrats. Lesia, I guarantee you, if she wins this primary and gets elected in November, she will flip. She will change parties.
Oh, yeah, yes, absolutely. I mean, for all intents and purposes, she's ideologically, philosophically a Republican already.
So. I wouldn't even say that, Tony. I think that's giving her too much credit. I don't think she's ideologically anywhere. I think she supports whoever cuts her campaign checks. I don't know what she cares about. I don't know what she's passionate about. I mean, I used to call her a friend. And, you know, we had a lot of high hopes for her. And the way she's just sold labor down the river and voted against not only interests of organized labor, but interests of working people. Things like item pricing and nurse staffing ratios, those are issues that literally affect all of us every single day. And
one of them's life and death.
Yeah, literally.
And the other one costs jobs.
Yeah, costs jobs and costs money to consumers.
Yeah.
So, and I'm sure there's a whole litany of other bad bills that she's voted against the interests of working people. But it was really sad to see her go down this path where, you know, she would leave no lobbyists behind while selling out the interests of the hardworking people in her district.
Well, it's clear to me, as we get ready to go to the break, it's clear to me that she can put together this 223-minute video and every day, the bottom line is, you know, if we were to fact check it, which we're basically doing, it happens to be a lie. We've got to take a quick break here. Stay where you're at. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about, well, a Republican who's running for the Senate who's got his own issues. Chris Mihalakis, the president of the Metro Detroit AFL-CIO, is with us. We're up against the break.
First chip with Tony Trubiano.
And you guys vote Republican. I'm not supposed to say this. This isn't political. So I'm not supposed to say this.
Don't come to me if you do. You're on your own, Jack.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Checking your busy commute, we have an overturned vehicle on Connor just south of McNichol. Beck Road southbound at Grand River, accident has four lanes blocked with traffic getting by in the right lane only. Also, Michigan Avenue eastbound at Belleville closed due to an accident investigation. It also has Belleville Road northbound at Michigan and North Canton Center Road southbound at Michigan. Those roads are closed due to that accident also. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be 87 degrees with thunderstorms throughout the morning. Tonight, a low of 63. Tomorrow, 88 with thunderstorms throughout the whole day. And it's currently 79 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills? The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending. You'll learn the order of service every server should know, speed pouring, drink recipes, customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more. All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan. Please call 313-962-5020. Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
I'm Marge Favell, president of SEIU. When Wall Street greed caused the foreclosure and credit crisis that crippled middle-class families, Gary Peters wrote the most sweeping reform of Wall Street since the Great Depression.
This is Jimmy Settles.
And this is Chuck Hall of the UAW. When the auto industry was near collapse, U.S. Congressman Gary Peters stepped up to work with President Obama to save hundreds of thousands of jobs for our families.
This is Michael Aaron, president of the Michigan Laborers District Council. When the big banks celebrated our tax-funded bailouts with big bonuses for themselves, Gary Peters wrote legislation to force them to give it back.
And this is Al Garrett, president of Ask Me Council 25. All of us fight each day for jobs and collective bargaining rights. Together, we represent nearly 200,000 hard-working families in and around Detroit. And we need Gary Peters on the front line fighting for us in Washington. Vote Gary Peters in the 14th District.
I'm Gary Peters, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Peters for Congress.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Very googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310
WDTW.
Welcome back. 22 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, so Tony, I got to tell you, I got a text from my mom, and she says there's five extra places at the table for the whole Trupiano family.
Yes, but now you're getting more requests. We have Marvin and your administrative assistant.
Yeah, Denise Hill from my office texted me and said that she wants a seat at that table, too. So, Mom, it's going to be we might have to roast the whole lamb this year.
And we might have to rent a hall if this keeps up, because it sounds like it's going to be amazing. We are going to go to the phones. We do have a call. If you want to join us, feel free to do that. 888-552-3595. Mark and Warren joins us. Mark, now, Mark, thanks so much for giving us a call. You're on the air with Chris Mihalakis.
Yeah, I'd like to place my vote for the hall so I could join you guys as well.
and I had the good fortune of meeting Mark at the AFT protest last week. And, Mark, it was great meeting you in person, and always a pleasure to hear from you.
Well, it was absolutely a pleasure to meet you as well. And of course, we welcome the support. So thank you very much. Tony, thank you for taking my call. I wanted to call and share a story about John Sutolsky. Great guy, yeah. As you guys well know. Sitting down at the barber's a while back, and my barber, who is pretty much, he leans one way or the other, depending on the way the wind blows sometimes, but he supports John Sutolsky and filled me in on a story. He was having bank problems, and the bank wouldn't work with him whatsoever, was giving him a hard time on lowering interest rates. Of course, as we know, there's federal programs that were there to assist him. He called John Sutolsky's office, to make a long story short. At the end of the day, they lowered his rate by a couple hundred dollars, and he was able to stay in his house. And like I said, all due to the fact that the representative, John Sutolsky's office, got involved and pushed for this gentleman to basically get access to the programs that are out there.
That's incredible. And that completely sounds like the John Sutolsky I know. You know, going back to the issues with Speaker Bulger censoring people, the first person Bulger censored this election or this in this legislature was John Sutolsky. When the item pricing vote came out, Sutolsky called out the Republicans for putting a $100,000 provision in there to make this referendum proof.
Oh, that's right. I remember that now.
Yeah. And so because Sutolsky called him out on the House floor about that, he was banned from speaking on the House floor for a few months. I remember running into John a few months ago, and he was like, "Oh yeah, I just now was allowed to speak," but he would never call on me in the past. And so, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, he just happens to be one of those young gentlemen that's very ahead of his time, very
astute, right,
and very knowledgeable. So I wonder sometimes if the other side don't really give him the respect he deserves, because all you have to do is sit down with him, and he's a wealth of knowledge. He's a dedicated public servant, and it's just, he deserves a lot of respect. And Leslie Lish also, disappointed me. I moved out. I was once in that district, in John's district. I'm now in the new Henry Yanez is running for my new redistricted section, so I have to send my support that way. But
Henry's a great guy, by the way. You won't do wrong with Henry, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, he's been to the house, and I was able to get, we took some money out of our savings to support him. At this point, I mean, we have the fight of our lives this upcoming election.
Well, Mark, thanks for the call. You get it. I mean, you get it. And I'm hoping I'm going to see you this weekend at the AFT conference as well. Appreciate you giving us a call this morning. You know, it's interesting. I was talking to one of John's colleagues, somebody in the state House, and they said, John's one of those guys that doesn't talk a lot,
right.
Very deliberate, very contemplative, but when he talks, people listen.
Yeah, and when he talks, it's always on issues that positively impact working families. You know, the fact that this was the issue coming out of UFCW, the fact that it was our number one central issue that got John banned from speaking on the floor. And let's take this a step further. So Speaker Bulger banned Sutolsky from speaking because he spoke truth to power. He dared do that on the House floor. So, a few months go by, and now Bulger bans Lisa Brown and bans Barb Byram from speaking on the floor, and Leslie Liss defends Bulger censoring people in her own caucus.
Let's Well, let's do this now, and then we'll pick it up on the other side, and we'll have time to talk about Clark Durant as well. Let's talk about Speaker Boulder. Chris, you spent a lot of time as a lobbyist.
Yeah.
A lot of time as a political director, and you've listened, and I mean this, you've actively listened to both sides of the aisle. It's part of your job.
Yeah.
You were there to represent your membership, which meant that you had to be willing to listen to all points of view. You had to have the ability to sit down with everybody, which you've done. How disappointing is this speaker to you?
Oh, Boulder is an absolute disaster. You know, Tony, there's some good Republicans in Lansing, and you know, it's going to send some shockwaves to people when I say that. But, you know, when we were making the rounds, especially in the Senate, you know, there were some conversations with some Republicans off the top of my head, Knopf's, Rocca, even Kahn on a couple issues. I mean, a lot of these guys, they're not 100% labor. There's going to be unions that have problems with them. But, you know, there's a few senators that'll at least sit down and listen to you and give you an honest opinion. The question always comes down to what direction is leadership going to steer them? And, you know, Richardville, I wouldn't go so far as to call him a moderate. He's what, you know, a conservative was 10 years ago, which was, you know, a lot more reasonable. He's not a radical. He's a conservative, and he's not a very labor-friendly person. Sometimes he is, sometimes he isn't, but he's not the radical that Boulder is. I mean, Boulder is a right-wing, rabid radical, borderline anarchist. I mean, you know, Tony, I heard that clip that you were playing when you were arguing with Steve from Monroe about the role of government. These Republicans are not conservatives. They are anarchists. They want to completely eliminate the scope and the role of government and have us live in a corporate state. You know, they don't want your services to be provided by government, whether it's on a federal level, local level, state level, because when government provides services, that means the people have a voice in how those services are provided and distributed. When a corporation provides those services, you don't have that input and you don't have that control. And so Boulder is a radical right winger who will completely reject a good idea strictly for partisanship and for ideology.
You know, it's interesting. A couple of weeks ago, I was at the Wyandotte Democratic Club's picnic right on in Bishop Park. Beautiful day. And I'm leaving. And I've got three Obama-Biden signs that I'm carrying with me. And this man says, where did you get those? And I said, in the park over there. Well, I want to go buy all of them. And I thought, wow, that's cool. I said, oh, okay, cool. I mean, they're over there. Well, I don't want anybody to have them. Huh? Obama's a socialist and a communist.
And a fascist.
Well, why
and
not?
A Muslim.
We'll
and a heinous priest.
Well, we might as well throw all of it in. Anyway, we got to take a break here. Chris Mihalakis.
That's baloney, Tony.
Anyway, it's slicing, Chris. we'll take a break here. Feel free to join us. 888-552-3595. Much more on Jace Bulger, Clark Durant, and lots of stuff to get to before we get out of here today. Stay where you're at. First Shift continues right after this.
WDTW Continuous Traffic Watch.
This traffic report is brought to you by NBC.
Let's start off with some good news for you, commute. That accident has been cleared from Michigan Avenue eastbound at Belleville. That has reopened along with Belleville Road northbound at Michigan and North Canton Center Road southbound at Michigan. But we do have an accident. It's blocking your shoulder on 94 westbound just after US 23. That's causing heavy traffic from Huron Street. We got a disabled vehicle that's blocking your left lane on 75 northbound at Adams Road. And we got an overturned vehicle on Connor just south of McNichols. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
Friday, the world's greatest athletes come together on the world's biggest stage. Don't miss the biggest event of the year, the opening ceremony of the London Olympic Games. Friday, 7:30, 6:30 p.m. Central on NBC.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be 87 degrees with thunderstorms throughout the morning. Tonight, a low of 63. Tomorrow, 88 with thunderstorms throughout the whole day. And it's currently 79 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
This is D. Alexander Bullock. Join me and Tony Trippiano on August 25th at 12 noon for the Crusade for America Parent and Youth March. We march for an urban policy. We march for a war on poverty. We march to save democracy. We march to stop gun violence. Get active, get engaged, and get involved. For more information, like us on Facebook at Rainbow Push Detroit and follow us on Twitter at Rainbow Push MI.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Even a hog must sometimes gag at the stench of its own sty. Maybe that's why some corporate lobbyists have launched a campaign to spiff up K Street, Washington's corridor of shameless high-dollar influence peddlers. The pay-to-play profession is so soiled and stinky that even the odious Newt Gingrich couldn't stand it, claiming in his hapless presidential run this year that he's a corporate, quote, consultant, not a lobbyist. Adding to the industry's reputation for ick is the sight of Jack Abramoff, the convicted sleazeball lobbying hustler who's now on a remorse tour, charging groups across the country $10,000 a pop to hear him talk about, get this, ethics reform. Sad to say, but lobbying is a huge and hugely profitable industry. There are 535 members of Congress, one president, and 23 cabinet officers in charge of our national government, but they are constantly swarmed by 12,000 registered Washington lobbyists. These hired guns hauled in $3.3 billion last year for helping big oil, big banks, and other biggies gouge us. Unsurprisingly, the American people are disgusted by them. So the head of the American League of Lobbyists, yes, lobbyists have their own lobbying group, now says that a spritz of magnolia-scented Glade or maybe one of those pine tree-shaped air fresheners is needed to improve K Street's smell. Would he include actually staunching the stench by banning lobbyists from doling out campaign cash to lawmakers they're hustling? Oh, gosh, no. That might actually work. Instead, the lobbyist is proposing less pungent reforms like giving, quote, ethics training to those in the trade. Wow, imagine how that would have changed Jack Abramoff. This is Jim Hightower saying, to make real change, go to the People's Watchdog Group Public Citizen at citizen.org. Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit hightowerlowdown.org.
Got something to tell Tony?
1-888-552-3595.
Let your voice be heard on First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Now, time to punch back in.
Welcome back, and we need another seat at the table.
Yeah. Roger Robinson, president of UFCW 876, wants in, too. So, Mom, Dad, now, of course, my parents know Roger.
I was going to say they know Roger.
And I think there's always room for Roger at our table.
Well,
so.
Of course, he's going to bring his wife and his daughter.
Oh, so they're all...
There's three there.
You know how I met Roger? Was through my sister and his daughter were really good friends growing up.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've known him for many, many years.
Okay. Well, it's going to be a great Easter. I can hardly wait till next spring. Now, the only shame of it is we've got to wait till next spring. Beyond that, I think we're good to go.
Maybe we just need to do a lamb roast.
You know what? I think that I think we need to do this.
A first shift lamb roast?
I have the yard for it.
Hey, now you're talking.
All right.
I'm not joking, Chris. I'm not either. We can get you a spit. We have, you know, what you want to do is you want to slow roast the lamb on a spit.
Right.
Which means you got to get up early, get the lamb on there.
And... Yeah, I know a little bit about getting up early.
Yeah, you do.
I know a little bit about cooking.
You do.
I think I'm serious. We should seriously consider doing this.
I am all for this. Maybe a little summer fun.
Absolutely. And that's not baloney, Jeff says. No, it's not. No
baloney at our lamb roast.
No baloney at our lamb roast. Very, very quickly, let's wrap up some thoughts with Speaker Bulger. I don't think this thing is over. Mark Brewer's not going to let this thing be over. The voters are not going to let this thing be over. But more importantly, those in his district are not going to let this thing be over. And we may find that I think he gets through his primary. I don't know that he makes it through the general. I think Speaker Bulger may have some splaining to do.
He will have some splaining to do. And, you know, what really cracked me up, Tony, is how he came out and apologized and was so, so sorry for what he did. And
we need another seat at the table. That's all I have.
Oh.
Christine Berry from Blogging from Michigan. So, but please continue.
But so anyways, Speaker Bulger came out with his apology, but he didn't resign as speaker. He didn't. I mean, what he is causing is a distraction for his own caucus. If I were a Republican legislator, I would be pretty ticked off that my speaker is making my whole caucus look bad. You know, and there's as far to the right, as much of a radical and out of touch with Michigan as Bulger is, there's people even further out there and crazier than him who could end up becoming speaker in lieu of this. So I'm not saying this out of my own best interest, but if I'm a Republican legislator, I'm going to be pretty ticked off that Bulger is providing this distraction, because it's not just going to be something that he's going to have to explain to his constituents, but in every competitive race, you know, every Republican legislator is going to have to explain how they elected someone who engaged in such corrupt activity. And to tie this all back with Lesia Liss, don't think that she hasn't had conversations with Bulger.
Oh, absolutely.
But...
In fact, I'm curious if Cody Bailey has had conversations with Jace Bulger.
And you know, playing in one, you know, Republicans playing in Democratic primaries, that's a cardinal sin. You know, I used to always say, why don't we play in Republic? Why don't we have Democrats, you know, interfering in Republican primaries? And Democrats won't refuse to go there. It's just like an unspoken rule. And Bulger is violating it left and right because, you know, I don't think he has any morals.
Now, he has no morals. There's no question that's true. Interestingly, I've got an article in front of me from MLive from yesterday, and the headline is, Michigan House Republicans say they still believe in Jace Bulger's leadership despite election filing scheme. I don't buy it.
Well, you know what, Tony? As far as I'm concerned, I'm glad the Republican caucus is standing by them, because it just makes them so much more vulnerable. I encourage all of you Republicans listening, stand by your man. Keep Bulger in there, because we're just going to hammer you with that over and over again.
All right. Let's Clark Durant, who is running for United States Senate at this point against Pete Hoekstra. Gary Glenn, of course, walked out of the race. Randy Heckma is really... a non-factor. So Clark Durant, who is the also ran in this, and I don't see any way that even with Gary Glenn's support that he's going to get through the primary. All that being said, we find out day before yesterday that he is a salary at Cornerstone Schools is $553,000 a year.
That is absurd. And let's put that into context, Tony. That is more than the head of Cranbrook, which is arguably the best private school institution in the state.
He makes Willard agrees.
Yeah. That's more than Cranbrook, more than any executive officer at any of our universities. That's more than the Skillman Foundation, which manages way more assets in the education world than Cornerstone does. That is more than any other public, private, nonprofit, you name it, educator in the state of Michigan. And think about this. Cornerstone has 550 students in their private schools, 1,000 students in their two charter schools. So two-thirds of their students are taxpayer subsidized. So he is, now forget the baloney, he's just a pig at the trough, you know, living high off the hog. I don't know how many more meat metaphors.
Keep going. I'm enjoying it.
And so he's living high off the government hog, making all this money, taking money from the state to, you know, educate these students. What kind of education is he giving these 1,000 students in his charter schools when he's taking home $550,000 a year? He's the highest compensated educator in the state of Michigan, and what does he have to show for it?
Now, Chris, is he an educator? Is he a hedge fund manager? What is he? Because I really don't know what kind of is he a headmaster? I really don't know what his title is.
I don't know. I think he, well, I... It wouldn't be polite to describe what I think he is. But, you know, the thing is, Tony, this is just another example of privatization gone wrong. You know, these Republican anarchists who want to privatize everything and encourage us to live in this corporate state, You know, this is like their utopia. This is what they're all about. Hardly any money, as little money as humanly possible, actually going into the classrooms, and executives in our educational systems making $500,000 a year off of taxpayers. I mean, keep in mind, when you run a charter school, it is our taxpayer dollars that are going to those schools, and CEOs are taking their cut. And so privatization is supposed to be the answer to these things, and yet here you got an executive living high off the hog from our backs?
There are educators within this school system that he administers that make $30,000 a year.
Yeah.
Without benefits.
I've known people that have worked in charter schools, and they barely make an income over the federal poverty line.
Right. And so is this somebody that we want representing us in the United States Senate? Of course not.
Absolutely not.
No, we don't want Pete Hoekstra either, but we don't need to worry about that because Debbie Stabenow is going to take care of him in short order.
Oh, absolutely.
I have no question that is true. But it really does kind of open your eyes to the reality of the differences between us and them. And I'm going to repeat it one more time because I just feel like I need to. When I was doing Ed Schultz's show one day, and I got a lecture from somebody that says, you got to stop this us and them thing. And at the time, I went, you know, you're right. No. We're all in this together. But there is an us and them mentality, Chris.
Well, yeah. But the thing is, Tony, what we have to understand is who the us and who the them are. The Republicans that call on the show that work just as hard as the Democrats that call on the show, they're not the them. It's not labor versus management. It's labor, it's working people, no matter what walk of life you are, against ownership. The bad guys, quote unquote, I mean, yeah, you know, your supervisor, your manager, the head of your shop in your management, that guy or gal might be, you know, a pain. They might not be have your best interests in mind, but the real problem isn't the person that they answer to. It's the person that person answers to's, you know, ownership, hedge fund manager group. Those are the people, you know, the people at the very, very top aren't the people that you come across in your day-to-day basis in these workplace struggles and in these political struggles. They are the corporate elite who, you know, make decisions without thinking about how it will affect real working people, you know, real rank-and-file workers and the assets and in the corporations that they control.
All right.
That's the them.
Are you going to be involved at all in the AFT conference this weekend?
Yeah, I'll be there on Saturday.
Okay. Well, we're going to come back and talk about that. We got a whole list of AFL-CIO, Metropolitan Detroit AFL-CIO things to talk about. New website coming soon still?
Coming soon, yeah. It'll be in the next couple weeks.
Good. Really looking forward to that. I actually like the old website, by the way, but you need a picture of yourself on that website. You need a picture.
I got a face for radio.
David Hecker's got the only picture on there. I wasn't quite sure why that was.
he's the most good-looking of all of them.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, we're going to come back and talk about that and wrap things up on the other side. Want to remind you all, if you'd like to join us, feel free to do that. 888-552-3595. That's 888-552-3595. The email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. tony@thetonyshow.org. And on Twitter, @TonyTrupiano. That's TonyTrupiano. I know that's a lot of stuff to remember, but got to put it all out there every now and then so we can connect. Don't forget as well, like us on Facebook. Just check us out. Just go to Facebook and search for First Shift. You'll find us and like us. Like me. All right, we're going to take a very quick break. We'll wrap things up on the other side. Everybody stay exactly where you're at. We're not done quite yet. And again, Christine Berry now wants to join us for the lamb roast. And I think we're going to do this. In fact, during the break, Chris and I will look at our calendars. All right, we're not going to set up that quickly. But we're going to take a look at it and seriously see if we can make it happen. Let's take the break. We'll wrap it up on the other side. This is First Shift. You're listening to 1310 WDTW.
With Tony Trupiano. Congress and I have certainly had our differences. I want to especially thank all the members who took a break from their exhausting schedule of not passing any laws to be here tonight.
On 1310 WDTW. Today in the United States, labor is under siege. Unions are being assailed. In states like Wisconsin and Ohio, collective bargaining rights are being stripped away, and so-called right-to-work laws aim to eliminate unions entirely so companies can pay less or outsource jobs completely. As a result, you're being divided, and there's no one place for you to be heard, no one place to speak, no one place to stand together until now. Welcome to UnionCircle.com, an online community created specifically for union members. A place where 40 million active and retired union members, their friends, family, and supporters all across North America can be counted. UnionCircle.com provides a forum for members to interact and build a powerful voice. Union members can share their thoughts and opinions. Union locals can post news and announcements. People who run for public office and who stand with the unions can spread their message and rally union members. Because united we stand, united we vote. You'll also find union-friendly businesses that offer Circle members exclusive discounts, promotions, special offers, rewards, and coupons, all to help support America's workforce. And all UnionCircle.com members can create a call to action to make a real difference in their city, their jobs, and their lives. UnionCircle.com is the online community for anyone who believes in restoring the middle class and that the strength of this nation is in its workers. It's a website just for you. Will UnionCircle.com replace Facebook? Not at all. As a matter of fact, it's tightly integrated with both Facebook and Twitter. But while Facebook and Twitter connect you to family and friends and LinkedIn to professional contacts, UnionCircle.com is specifically designed to connect you with your fellow union members and to keep you plugged into union activity locally and nationally. It is the perfect site for all union members because America's unions have always known that there is power in numbers and strength in unity. Listen. Be heard. Take action. Now is the time. UnionCircle.com is the place. Get in the circle. UnionCircle.com.
Need a boost to be your best? Drink SK Energy Shots. None of the bad stuff in it, so you never crash or get the jitters. Just a smooth rush of energy that tastes great. New SK Energy Shots. Powerful, pure energy. Available at Rite Aid, GNC, CVS, and your local retailer.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Union.
Solidarity.
Democracy. We make a difference when you give your voice.
What's on your mind?
1-888-552-3595. You're listening to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
All right, so we get ready to wrap things up on this Tuesday program. I want to thank everybody for being with us, but before we get out of here, a few things. By the way, is soccer season over?
Detroit City FC season has finished. And you know, so
are you
many,
healing appropriately?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, Tony. I have like dozens and dozens of soccer hooligan friends now who I didn't know.
Soccer hooligan.
I mean,
friends.
You know, I use the term jokingly, of course. Who I had no idea who these people were 2 months ago, and now we like talk to each other all the time, and it's just like, what are we gonna do? 10 months without, you know, semi-pro, you know, inner-city soccer. However, the Detroit City Football League, the rec league that I play in, we're playing tonight against the, I play for Hamtramck, of course, the Hamsters, and we're taking on Green Acres tonight, so I'm looking forward to that. We had our second win of the season last week.
Very cool.
Yeah.
You're enjoying this way too much. Oh, yeah. Before we get any further, because we understand people listen at different times, somebody wants to know who Leslie Alyssa is running against, wants to make sure that that they have a lot of friends in Warren. So
yeah.
It's John Switalski. John Switalski, Linda, is the guy that you want to be supporting out in that part of Warren. So I just wanted to share that. Go ahead. You've got some announcements to
get
through.
Well, first of all, with all the with the primary coming up soon, I would encourage your listeners who are interested to go to DetroitAFLCIO.org. And check out who our endorsed candidates are for local office. The state AFL-CIO makes endorsements for congressional races and for state and for statewide races and state races. We make endorsements on the municipal and local level. So make sure you go to DetroitAFLCIO.org. Even like judicial candidates, a lot of folks don't know who to vote for in these judicial races.
Critical,
very important.
And by the way, I wanted, because I've always liked the opportunity to do this, these are nonpartisan, so you can't vote straight ticket
right.
And think you're voting for these judicial races because you're not.
Right, right. And also, very quickly, tomorrow, 9 o'clock, we're going to be at the Supreme Court. So join us there. Stand up for democracy. We're going to be there protesting and supporting our oral arguments to make sure the repeal of PA4 is put on the ballot. Thursday.
No, hold on, because I got a little announcement there. We had Reverend D. Alexander Bullock on this morning, and they've got free transportation from Detroit, Pontiac, Flint, Benton Harbor, Ann Arbor. So if you just go to our Facebook page, we've got a link to theirs, which will give you the whole list. Please continue.
And Reverend Bullock is just, I mean, an amazing guy. One of my favorite people.
I've never met him in person.
Are you serious?
I invited him on the show and into the studio because I want to meet him.
He's an amazing guy. Young guy, too.
And I know he's a young guy.
And it's funny because, you know, him and I find each other, we end up being in the trenches together quite a bit. And you know, we always kind of joke that this is the beginning of a very, very long relationship.
That's great. He seems like such an amazing person.
One of my favorite people. So going on to this Thursday. Thursday is going to be a busy day. At 10:30, we're going to be joining AFSCME, Council 25, and the Detroit Police Lieutenants and Sergeants in front of in the Coleman A. Young Municipal Building. That's right on Woodward and Jefferson. We're going to be picketing there, protesting some of these financial deals that these contracts that they're imposing on the workers there. Then at 3 o'clock on Thursday, there's going to be a Unity press conference in the AFSCME building. That's 600 West Lafayette, right there in the auditorium. And we're going to be urging the press to put the repeal of PA4 on the ballot. Thursday and Friday at 5 o'clock at the Michigan Teamsters Joint Council 25, that's 2741 Trumbull, we're going to start going door-to-door all over the state of Michigan and encouraging people to vote in favor of the collective of the constitutional amendment to protect collective bargaining. And Tony, this is something that's going to be going on 7 days a week starting Thursday.
All right, that's the protect our families,
protect working families. And if you're interested, if you want more information, call Destiny Turnbow at 313-258-8375. And that's going to be something I think we should be encouraging people to do. Every day.
We're going to do it. In fact, we might even put a little public service announcement together for it, and that way we don't have to worry about remembering.
Nice. And also, this Saturday, there's going to be a huge canvas because we're going to have teachers from all over the country in Detroit at Cobo Hall for the AFT, the American Federation of Teachers Convention. And they're going to be canvassing and hitting the streets to join us in support.
I think that's such a neat idea.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, you go to a convention and they put you to work, and I love it.
Yeah.
And so if you want to join us there, go to aftmichigan.org/canvas, and you can sign up right there online to join us in the canvas on Saturday. Sunday we'll be back at the Teamsters from noon to four. Doing another canvas. So
Chris, that's all you got going on this week?
Yeah.
You sure you got enough? Or?
It's a busy, busy week.
Yeah, it is a busy, busy week. Well, it'll be a good week. Of course, the show will be at the AFT convention on Friday and Monday. So we're looking forward to that and meeting some teachers from all over the country. In fact, all over the world. And do we have another reservation for the lamb roast?
No, I'm just letting Roger know that he has a standing invitation.
Okay, very good. Yes, we want to make sure that the El Presidente understands that. No question about it. All right. Well, Chris, I want to, again, thank you for another great week. It seems to me that as we and once the new website is up, I don't know if you're going to you've got one of the messages that you have at the website now is about the new wave of leadership in the labor movement and how it's getting younger and it's got a different perspective, different point of view. That's important. I think it's critically important. What's really nice is how well supported your presidency is by your board. Very very, and especially David Hecker and others, very supportive of your vision and what you're trying to do. And there's no question you're keeping busy. I'll say it again. I know how busy I am. I couldn't come close to doing what you do.
Well, I mean, Tony, it's very humbling because I work for my for the board. You know, I work for the affiliates of the Metro Detroit AFL-CIO, and without them, they're the reason why I exist, and so it's very humbling. I work for a lot of really amazing people. I mean, I always knew we had amazing union officers in this region, but I mean, it's been just a great experience to really, you know, get to work, really work closely with so many.